And I think that just, that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Listening to Jim and Then episode 853, part two. My name is AI Mike Steele, and I am a fictional being of completely digital nonsense, and I am here with two of my AI pals, a digital representation of Jeff Murphy.
Oh my God. I meant to tell you guys last week, but oh my God, the halftime show. Did you see it? The halftime show? Oh my God, dude, did you see the halftime show? How am I the only white retard talking about the halftime show? Have you been on Facebook? It's all they care about. On there. But yeah, Drake and Kendrick have historical beef on there. It's great, but historical beef is nothing new. Let's think about, Japan, China, back in the day. I don't know if you know about Japan before we made them real cute, Mike. But the Chinese had a word for the Japanese, ass her, and they called it them left and right. But yeah, they had historical beef. They were like, they look like us. They look like us. They look like us.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm mad. I'm pissed right now, Mike. You know why?
Why? Why are you mad?
Because I'm woke. And my friend was being racist. My friend's like, let's get nigiri sushi. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. What, watermelon and fried chicken? Shut up, dude. He's like, no, it's like rice. And he's like, yeah, don't say it again. Nigiri sushi.
Yes.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'll call my friends out when they're being racist.
You're like Triple H. You're too cerebral for me.
Nigiri sushi? I'm just going to let that slide? I don't think so, buddy. I'm woke.
Yeah, what are you going
to
put?
Back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. And now, a completely computer generated representation of Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Welcome, people, to part two. So, this week, I discovered. Well, here, actually, you know what? Real quick for some backstory here. A lot of people know the. A lot of people know the "It's Jim and Them" like the end of our YouTube videos, but they don't know the full track. They don't know the full.
Oh yeah, they don't.
So I found that, I did find them in a way, but they went a little viral. There's these theme park vloggers this week that, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. There's this guy, Tom Does Disney, and he got in a little hot water this week on his live stream. But before we can get into that we need to kind of see the backstory, the buildup.
You play a clip of now, guys screaming the N-word. Oh, sorry.
He's on Mission Breakout, and he's doing Chinese eyes.
Now he, hold on, let me get this queued up. He had a girlfriend, Jen, I think. No, not Jen. Maybe it was Jen or Jess or something. I forget. And she lived with him. And but they always get into arguments.
So you're saying a lot of past tense. Had lived.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, but they like broke up, but she won't leave his house. So she just lives at his house.
Squatter's rights, baby.
But let me play. So there's a. I had to go through some of the backstory. There's a few channels. They're not that big. Like I think his channel has 9,000 subscribers, but there he has enough where he has channels that do. Pull clips from his stuff that he before he could delete it.
Right.
There's this channel Nautilus. Shout out to Nautilus because I use a lot of your clips because there's endless clips of them arguing on their live stream and sometimes at theme parks, sometimes when they're home.
Oh, in my brain, I thought this was going to be like Will and Don like in their living room live stream, not like at the park.
No,
live
he does like the bottom of the barrel where. You just go to the theme park and just walk around live streaming. And people,
I hate when I see
people
like
will
that.
Watch this and send you money just because, like, they're so desperate to kind of think, like, feel like they're at the parks. They like to just, like, look at it. It's even though I'm a theme park guy, I don't like that shit. I wouldn't sit and watch some idiot walking around. But
I'm in Apple Vision going, like,
yeah. So I pulled a bunch of clips here. So this first one here. This is them at Animal Kingdom. Well, he's on FaceTime with her at Animal Kingdom.
So he's with her and he's at Animal Kingdom.
So they live in Florida. They're Florida vlogging couple, ex-couple, whatever you want to call it. Doing IRL streaming. Thank you, No Justice, No
Peace.
They're
like both there?
No. In this case, he's filming his phone and she's on FaceTime.
Like berating him.
And he's arguing. And keep in mind, if you're not familiar with theme parks, awesome.
Why does he just turn it off? Is that the goal?
No, because he's winning.
No, because it's just they're talk. It's just a toxic couple. And because also this guy's like the worst, but she must be even more the worst because she just won't leave. Like, why would you not leave this house? But yeah, for people that don't know,
no home.
This is Animal Kingdom, so this is a Disney theme park.
Yeah.
So it's like people are there with their families and stuff trying to have fun, and you're arguing and yelling at each other on FaceTime.
Okay, this is awesome. Yeah.
Wait, what if they're next to your monkeys disturbing them, Jim?
Yeah, right?
Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get trying to get a breakfast sandwich and look at the tarsiers. the tamarins?
The tamarins are so majestic and magical that when Jim was at the lowest I've ever seen him in person, they literally like brought him back from the brink.
Well, that's the thing about tamarins. They sense auras. Jim's aura is purple. Sense a purple aura.
Your aura is purple.
Your aura is purple. I just watched that.
Oh, such a good movie.
Showed my girlfriend. She's like, I love you more as a man. I'm like, yeah, it's one of the best movies. Jim put me on it.
Did I? No, you knew about it.
Yeah, I knew about it. Please. I've seen everything before everyone.
Here we go. Here's the Animal Kingdom FaceTime.
I pack her stuff up today and just bring it back to her mom's house. But she awesome. Wants to just live. She wants to live in my room. It's crazy.
That's awesome, dude.
Why would?
No, crazy. That's the. Actually, way hotter than I expected, and like that's who won't leave your room.
Apparently, why would she be on the phone with him when he's not listening? And why would he stay on the phone with her? But then why would he walk around the park while he did?
And
this?
He's like, because he's like showing his stream or something. This guy is kind of.
Goated?
He's kind of he's like a theme park boy blue. So he's not like.
Oh, okay.
He's not like, you know, the boy blue's like destitute. Like, because this guy can still go to theme parks.
Sure.
But at least from my understanding of what people talk about him,
he's the dreg.
He's always live and he's always asking for donations, whatever.
Look at her.
Minor loving.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Well, she's calling him a pedophile while he walks around and films it?
That's awesome, dude. And you can see him in the top right. Going,
yeah, you see, and you can see he's got his camera rig that he's filming it.
He hops
this
the wall.
This is awesome, dude.
He hops the wall into the area of Dinoland USA that they're renovating. The security's chasing him, but he's like arguing with his girlfriend and filming it.
Because this isn't something usually you see on someone's YouTube. This is something you just receive personally from an insane person.
But don't worry, this is just the tip, dude. There's so much more to this.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah, you're really proud. Apparently, you have the scoop.
I've been
you're
obsessed.
The Corey Feldman OD of this story.
Right I've now. Been obsessed with this couple all week.
That's awesome. It's perfect. I've been trying to figure out how
I'm
to get...
I'm Tom.
Mike?
I'm Tom.
I'm Tom.
Look out. Oh, and also, he accuses her of... they bring up Adam the Woo. They know Adam the Woo.
Okay.
And he either said that she was fucking Adam the Woo, or Adam the Woo was sexting her or something like that behind
she
his back.
He was
she was?
Adam the Woo's in Guttermouth.
Yeah, Adam, there was another big vlogger.
He plays bass for Guttermouth when they play live.
Okay, yeah, okay. So the bassist from Guttermouth is a Disney blogger, and she gave up her black cherry to him.
I can't believe he's in an argument on live stream.
Just walking around.
Next to the Otter Grotto. as if that's just a normal thing.
This is awesome. This is what we should be doing. You don't pay your bills.
Well, if she's gonna, keep threatening us and staying in my room, I might.
She's gonna keep
go
bringing up facts.
Enjoy the show, I guess.
This is awesome. He plugs in his phone to charge it. Your shower's falling apart. Pizza fart. Wait, is what?
Pizza fari.
Oh. Okay, I thought all right, here we go.
So now this is at Hollywood Studios. They're in the parking lot arguing. So now I know you couldn't really hear the other one because
they're in person.
It was FaceTime, but they were both at Hollywood Studios theme park in Orlando.
This is the one where we shut it down.
His phone in front of her.
This is the parking lot that we shut
down. See how she is? This is how she acts.
Where is she?
She's walking
slightly
behind
all the time. This is how
I love getting pissed off at the theme park.
Yeah, please.
I feel
fuck
like
off.
This is women's bread and butter.
I'll tell it to you in person. I want you out of my house. I want you out of my house.
My money back for your bills you couldn't pay that I've had to pay for the last year.
Yeah, I want you out of my house. Good luck. Good luck. I don't know what you're talking about.
My PayPal says differently.
Who would let this be? Like, this is the shit you hide.
This is the parking lot.
This is
what
you delete and hide.
Going this way.
Yeah, this is the stuff. But he's doing it on his live stream.
Yeah.
Just for everyone to enjoy.
He wants everyone to see it, I guess.
Well, where did he park?
We are fucking done. You are goddamn. Well,
we're super.
Look, and she's wearing her Christmas gear. there.
She's like, I'm going to be so mad tonight during Jollywood nights. I can't, you fuck. You motherfucker. I was going to meet Duffy tonight, you piece of shit.
Well, I feel like this is like the part you don't film of every relationship. Like, anytime you try to like do something cute, it somehow turns into all the stuff that like you haven't talked about. Like you went to like Christmas, like you went to Christmas dinner and you're like, and you fucking are 8 months behind on the water bill.
You're such a waste of time.
And then when I didn't want to pay you $10,000, you didn't.
Yeah, that's what I asked her. I asked her to give me $7,500 to move in.
I paid all his other bills.
Yeah, she paid my electric bill.
They both get into the car together.
They both get into like the three wheel.
And he also sticks it to himself.
Yeah, no, that's him.
Well, he's dating out of his.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, it's
a good thing it's not a full moon or he's transformed into a werewolf.
Well, because, he's one of these sacks of shit, too. He even, like,
he has a 22-year-old girlfriend.
But he has the mount ready for even while he's driving. He's still streaming the whole time.
Oh, my God.
You're a bitch.
Don't be envious. we got to get our setup.
He looks like he's about to tell us that the British are coming.
Actually, this is a good story. Someone gave him a gift in the park.
Oh, nice.
This is literally how funny it is. I just met people in Hollywood.
Dudes be rocking.
Hell yeah, Jukane. Thank you for the super chat, man. Dudes do be rocking.
How many magic bands is this guy wearing? He's got like six magic bands.
I think one's
on.
An Apple Watch.
She's on the roof.
Evening,
like
cowards.
In the roof.
And gave me a gift, a half of it. For Jenna.
Oh, Jenna.
She thinks she's got, like, she's worth something.
I don't need materialistic things to make me feel better.
You're
awesome.
Not.
That's the difference between me and you.
You're not. You're not worth anything.
You're materialistic and I'm not.
All you do is you just take away from my days. I asked you a thousand times.
Ruined my Disney day.
You have a good time? I'm not your
No, I'm not having a
What's funny, too, is when you watch all these arguments, just keep track of, like, his different spirit jerseys that he's wearing.
And everything. He's wearing an Olaf.
Yeah, he's got an Olaf spirit jersey, and I'm like, calls this lady a waste of time whore.
Well, I came out of here on March 15th. That's when everyone wears Olaf. We all know that. And then you made it about yourself and the water bill I haven't paid. Okay, yeah, I'm 30 years older than you. I don't care. I tricked you into being my girlfriend.
What I do love about it is because it is the dichotomy of theme parks, because obviously, like, kind of like what you were saying, Jeff, like the reality, because we go to theme parks to like not have arguments and be weird toxic, but these people just bring it with them. They bring it with them as well. It's almost ruin everyone else's day.
And that's the thing about theme parks, the darkness of theme parks. We all have the moment where we're all like, I fucking hate all my friends because our feet are tired and we're like waiting for a hot dog in like Grand Central Station. Don't act like you're not. We're all mad. We're all mad at each other. Then we have a hot dog and we're like, what are we doing?
I haven't had that moment.
Hooba Stank comes on. I'm like, I was going to kill these guys tonight.
Time when you fucking cut in front of me, you get a pin every 5 seconds. It's cutthroat and disgusting.
Not your babysitter.
That's the problem.
These guys would be the worst. If you were waiting, so you know when, getting real inside because of the theme song you played earlier, when you're on Rise of the Resistance and it's like end of the night and you know if the ride breaks down, they don't like reactivate it. They just go, nope, night's over, sorry, leave. These are the guys that are fucking like raving and complaining.
Oh, yeah.
That Rise broke down and they're pissed. And it's like, dude, you live here. You're so okay. Why? And like, these people don't act like this if they're not also going to like rave about nonsense.
Well,
at the
if
parks.
I could get philosophical with you, Mike, if I could bring you into Pluto's Cave for a moment.
Pluto's Cave. Yeah. In my favorite Disney location.
Thank you. This is a metaphor because that's what they do to everyone's life. They shut down Rise of the Resistance just by their aura.
Yes.
They bring that vibe. Yeah,
you're at Chiba Hut. You were going to order in. You're going to hang out at Chiba Hut. And then these guys show up. You know, like, we're going to go home and eat this cold.
They just shut down Rise of the Resistance.
We would have had a nice hot Chiba Hut, but I guess we'll eat this lukewarm.
I don't need one. You don't like that either. I want to walk 10 feet away, and I got to ask permission.
Yes, just go. Just get the fuck out of here.
Just go to Pluto's Cave.
Just go. God damn. What's the drama for? Exactly. What's with all the drama? I'm not fucking feeding into it. Go. This is better for both of us.
I just accelerate and I let go. He leans back and just starts accelerating through a cornfield.
Well, James in the YouTube chat was like, it's sadder when you realize this live streamer's in his 50s. Surprisingly, I think this guy's like 36.
Not surprisingly. That's what.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Well, that's like, we all laugh at like the weird warning in front of like Disneyland about cancer. If you come in here, you'll get cancer. But then, look at this guy.
He's 36?
It's like 36 or 37.
He looks
something
like he's
that.
Like easy in his 50s.
He does.
Easy.
He hit every booster. He was like every 3 months booster.
Not to go too inside, but Ryan Teterboro, who friend of ours on the show, who we've made a group chat with him, and that's just our new group chat. He was like, yeah, these would be the guys from the Halloween tour, the RIP tour, just arguing.
When we get into it, and then they get into it with us.
Yeah.
You single them out, you find them out. What's the fucking drama for then, Jenna?
Shut up, Tom.
Just go.
You're a gaslighting manipulator.
Just go. You don't know what those words mean.
Oh, I know what they mean. You're laughing completely the same thing, remember?
I'm Googling it right
you
now.
And she, her and Linda, we cut from the fucking same cloth, except one has a kid.
Imagine.
One fucking has a Lamborghini and a husband. The other one has a kid.
You couldn't keep it together.
Okay, he's talking. Okay, actually, there's a key point right there because he's talking about his previous chicks. He mentioned that one of the girls had a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
That's important because it comes up later in a different fight.
That's
that his
awesome.
Old girlfriend had a Lamborghini. Yeah. Like, he always talks about it.
One's rich with a Lambo.
That's all I would think about. It could have been a girl I went on a date with once. She's like, I'm renting this. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm happy, right?
Both psychos. This is my job. I don't want to keep anybody happy.
I know. You like the little girls that work here.
Who the hell wants to keep somebody happy?
12-year-olds.
Who wants to keep someone happy? All right, see you later, Mel.
Okay.
The guy at the park, he knows.
Yeah, he's waving at cast members.
This is a quick one. He was on stream, and he was convinced that Jenna was lurking in the chat, and he was also annoyed because he found out that she had strangers in the house, and he has a dog there that he called Ari. So
I mean, strangers in the house is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you had a girlfriend that had a Lamborghini,
they're going to tie you to a chair and kill you.
suggest that you have to chat in my chats about that. We all know it's you, so just shut up. Stop making new accounts. Stop taking your time. We all know it's you. That's how your friend knew to cover her face when she left, because you obviously were watching the stream to know that I showed it.
Yep.
I mean, come on, man. It doesn't take Sherlock Holmes.
It doesn't take a 36-year-old who looks 54 to figure out this thing. Anyway, this is my Mickey Mouse spirit jersey. Is that a Club 33?
No. Oh, okay. No.
I was going to say, what the fuck?
What's great is sometimes you could see his refrigerator. He's got all these annual pass holder stickers, magnets everywhere.
Dude, I can't put my key holder magnet on my car, and it's infuriating. I should put it on my fridge.
Yeah, there you go.
It didn't even occur to me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and he's like, okay, so they say up the highway, right? All right. He has like two katanas. Woo! All right. Tonight's the night, baby.
The Holmes.
Because a UPS guy came to his house. He's like, I've got to blow my head off.
Scotland Yard's finest to know that you're just sitting in the stream.
I'm going to slip my Deathly Hallows tattoo right down the
middle. Are those Pokemon badges?
You just invited somebody into my house.
Well, she does put him on blast for having to sell Pokemon cards to pay his rent, so they could be.
Yeah, they look like gym badges.
What does she do to pay her rent? Fuck a guy with a Lamborghini?
She has a pretty big TikTok with like 700,000 followers, but it's just her talking about true crime.
Whoa, that's awesome. She's like hit every angle. I will not raise my hands. Pow, 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 pow.
She just got home now.
Oh, no. She throws a pot of boiling oil on her.
Here she is. Maybe she wants to answer why she's bringing people in the house.
Because I live here. Oh, can I do what I want?
Yeah, can you?
Why are you having me?
Oh, can you?
Aren't you so cool?
Please, this rules, dude. You just found this independently?
Real nice to Ari.
Well, no, a thing happened over the weekend. We'll get to it. This is just all backstory.
Oh, katana death.
Real nice move for Ari, bringing strangers in my house. You're a fucking...
He wanted to say some words, and he's like, I'll just say fucking.
Yeah, it's just a black guy, I mean. Okay, just bring any black guy in here.
You don't deserve the new Ahsoka scenes from Star Tours.
Self-diagnosis. Unlike you, I've seen actual clinical psychologists.
Oh, this is great, actually. Yeah, listen to what because he's talking about how she's trying to diagnose him, like, how earlier she was, like, throwing out Gaslighter and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now he's like, all right, let's see. I've actually talked to clinical psychologists.
And they told me I'm a codependent bipolar.
They did tell him something. Ready?
You know what they tell me most of the time? You're a genius.
Oh, that's Trumpian.
You know he's probably like sauced up at this point, because he's blasting
Candyman by Christina Aguilera. So you know he's off the yak.
Every therapist I've ever seen said I was a genius.
He's blasting
they paid
like
me. I walked out and the Apple paid me.
Yeah, a lot of people have said I'm a. Christ.
He's blasting like Rockin' Robin or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he's literally listening to fucking We Hit and Run.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, this. All right. Jenna lets the dog out when she gets home, which is fucking annoying. I'd be annoyed if she has no care. Like, if it's the type of dog that will run away, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you know there's a dog here. Yeah, like he's streaming and she literally like just walks in, but like lets the dog out.
Doors are open.
I didn't mean to.
Very Baja man of
Ari, come here, Ari! Ari, come here! Come here, Ari! Come here, Ari! Come here, Ari! Come here, Ari. Come here, Ari. Come
That's him just trying to get the dog to come back.
No, I did not!
I didn't even do anything!
Get the fuck out! You just let the dog out! Get out of my house!
That's awesome. Get out of my house.
You just let this dog out! You nutcase!
Oh, he has the dog.
Well, he had to go grab it, though. He had to
get
go scoop
the fuck
him.
Out, you let my dog out.
Now he's wearing
New
his Finding Nemo spirit jersey.
listen to this part.
This dude's got more spirit jerseys than I do.
Listen to this part. This is where he breaks down.
Dude,
like
he was geeking on stream.
This is where he has, where he's glad he didn't do a certain something with her.
Oh, my God.
Can you even believe I ever dipped my stick into that nasty pool of shit?
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
No.
This is a Disney streamer.
Dude, he's a Disney streamer wearing a Finding Nemo spirit jersey, and he says, dipped my stick into that nasty pool of shit.
I don't want to feel like maybe there's some other shit going on, but I don't know if her letting the dog out means that her pussy is a nasty sack of shit that he dipped his stick in. Clearly, when she was like 18, like what the fuck? Isn't she like 22?
I think she's older, though. I think maybe we didn't get a good look at her. I think she is older.
This guy's 36?
Thank God, smart enough to at least stay on my toes with that.
She's like shooting ping pong balls at her pussy in the other room.
Dip the stick back into the pool of mud. And they'll be like, oh, hey, by the way, now I got you for 18 years. You're like, ha ha ha, not me, bitch. You ain't gonna get me like that. You had a shot. You should have taken it.
Wait, is he saying he never had sex with her?
No, he's saying I'm glad he didn't get stuck with a kid with her.
Yeah,
he didn't.
Oh.
He's saying I was being smart with it. Otherwise, they get you for 18 years.
I was like, this guy moved, let her move in, and now he hates her, and they never even had sex?
Yeah, he never spunked.
Oh, by the way, $2,000 if you wanted to move out. I'll hand it to you cash money. Every moment you stay here, you're a psychopath.
That rules.
I will hand you $2,000
on your head.
$2,000 to walk out of this house within the next week. You know, you already heard it. So every day you stay here, you're a nut job. That dog's in the room because you let her out. Here she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes.
Dude, this would be such a stressful
life. This is awesome, dude. I love it.
This is the most stressful life.
Because he also doesn't have $2,000.
No, he has no money.
He has more than $2, but... Like, he did that, and then she immediately crushed him.
Yeah, she immediately called him on his bullshit.
She's also just like a spider that set up shop in his life. But, like, she holds all the keys.
If there was a way that's possible to make it so that this girl just never comes fucking back to my house ever... I will be good, and I'll keep helping old ladies with their groceries, and I'll keep trying to be a nice
person.
He's
praying to God
now? I'll keep trying to better myself, and I'll keep making sure that this fucking dog is well taken care of. Amen.
Bro, that's on you.
Okay, this is great. This goes on for a little bit. This is where she completely roasts Tom, and then it does eventually...
Tom's the guy?
Yeah. Then it turns in on the back half, the tale of the smoke show. Now, the smoke show, spoiler alert, that's the girl with the Lamborghini. So he gets into the story on that.
Okay.
Which, if you dig a little bit, you can find his mugshot from when he strangled her. When he had to go to court for strangling the smoke show with a Lambo.
Oh, my God.
Which, apparently, I don't know who she is, but we'll wait till it gets to it.
He choked someone else.
He choked the smoke show once. There's a mugshot online
of him.
Did
she lose the pinks?
And I'm just going to go do something. Go get a job. Go get something. Go make an income. Go do something.
We're going to head to the police station with that as well. And by the end of the day, you'll have a restraining order. How about that?
It'd all be fucked.
Good luck.
What's he talking about?
Good luck. Good luck. Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Yeah, good luck.
It's very funny to lock your girlfriend out on the porch.
Even keep my dog.
The neighbors just asked if I was okay because they hear you.
Hey, she okay? She would be if she'd move out of my fucking house.
Yeah, I was going to say, now he's got the anniversary spirit jersey on.
You're a crazy person.
Yeah, the neighbors just asked me if I was okay and said, honey, come over here.
Wrong.
I said,
no, I'm being raped.
No, I can hear you. And I have you recorded coming in my room interrupting me.
Oh, this gets great. This gets meta. Because as she's mentioned, she has a recording of him. At one point, she comes out and she's just showing her phone, and it's him wearing the same clothes in her doorway. She's just they're arguing.
You're threatening
so
me.
They're arguing on stream, looking at a video of them arguing from
That's
a little
awesome.
While ago.
I love because at my most delusional and crazy, it'd be so awesome to be a girl because I'm like, yeah, I just told everyone you raped me. I just texted everyone you raped me. What are you going to do? And you're like, what?
This is like my literal.
Unhand me.
This
unhand
is like hell.
This I'm just a girl.
This would be such a nightmare life to just be trapped in for either of them.
I'm sorry.
This is the worst.
I'm sorry.
Nice try. Why'd you come in my room? Because Andy texted me.
I just
texted
all your friends.
Come in my room and start fighting.
My legal address. Yeah, it
me.
Does, actually. It gives
wouldn't,
me all
it wouldn't be nice if you
they
left.
Asked, are you okay?
Come on,
Ari. You need to come over here, ma'am, because they saw what he was doing to me.
Yeah.
Everybody saw it. The neighbors now
see it. Oh, yeah, the neighbors
Everybody
see it.
Everybody sees you're a
torturous, narcissist piece of shit.
Why don't you
and
steal
I'm here
my stuff.
Because
it's
I have
right there.
To be.
Steal it.
I have to be.
Go ahead,
and I pay the bills here. Let's get that right. So when I don't give you money this month, let's
you're
see what you have to sell
dude,
for that.
You're gone, man.
Let's see what you have to sell.
You're gone.
Then.
You're gone.
You have to be
here.
You
oh,
are
you
a
have
pussy.
To be here?
You have no job, no career, no nothing. He has zip, zilch, nada. I pay for everything. I do everything financially. You don't have shit. That's why you're selling your pins and your Pokemon cards. You ain't got shit.
Got him.
Here, I think she comes back
you
with
go
the,
on the
video.
Internet to try and make me look like a fool. When in reality, let's show them the video of you coming into my room
who's
before you
who,
were gonna leave.
Who's
let's show them that
me
video.
Look like a fool.
Let's show them that video, Tom. Here, here's the video.
I like
Tom
the subtlety of the "Life is Good" poster on the wall in the background while this happens.
It's so good, dude. It's so good.
It's just him right now, but seconds earlier. That's so funny.
Oh, at my man. Door, at my door, coming in my room after I told him to get out, then followed me outside with the camera after I told him to get out. You see this? He's crazy. Mm. And then he turns this camera on to try and make it look like it's me.
I'm crazy.
Instead of standing there with a camera on me, why don't you leave like a big boy and go do what you need to do so I can continue to do what I need to do before I was rudely interrupted by you again, the psycho stalker. The psycho stalker.
Oh, we ain't going anywhere.
Play the victim. It's a called a
enjoy
narcissist.
This.
This is called reactive abuse
enjoy
from a
this.
Narcissist. That's what this is.
Enjoy this.
Go away, Tom!
Me. Oh, it's so hard.
Imagine having any sympathy for either of these
that's
people.
That's wild, dude.
Are you upset? Are you just so sad?
It's so wild to not just turn
you
your
so
stream
bad?
Off.
Dude, yeah. What, what are...
so
yeah,
unfair.
That's
what,
yeah.
Well, how about this? Why don't
like,
you put a little back
girl keeps texting me like, why would he post this? I'm like, I don't know. This is like evidence.
I think he did eventually delete these, but people downloaded them before he could.
Just sleep on there.
Like, yeah,
but either
just
way.
It's middle of like a 3-hour stream.
Because yeah, either way, there's still a choice. Like once this happens, you could be like, oh, I better turn my live off.
Yeah.
Like, hey guys, I got to go.
And then you can give them $700
I think
when it
he
comes to 15.
I think he thinks he's winning.
Now, when he's talking about the 15th, I think he was talking about this past weekend. I think this is fairly recent.
Oh, no answer for that, right?
I just want you
oh,
to
oh, no answer for
I
that,
want
right?
You to go.
It makes
why
a little too
here
much sense,
me?
Right?
Go away!
Does it just make a little too much sense?
Go away!
Oh, does it make a little too much sense?
This guy's so unsympathetic. There's no
the
one unless...
That's why the neighbors asked if I was okay, because he comes outside
you
and
make
does
too
it.
Much
he
sense.
This is awesome.
Oh,
don't break his Lego castle.
My fucking service dog.
My fucking service dog.
Who would have yesterday? And who'd have been crying?
It's like way later in the day.
Service dogs don't run away. That's like their whole thing.
That's the whole point.
That
yeah.
they don't. They never do that.
Spooked my service dog.
Unless, yeah, maybe the service dog is like all these people do.
No,
is
no it's just the classic.
Long.
Like this is my service. Yeah. Dog. When it's not.
You've been sad. Me, you fucking ungrateful bitch.
Go away, you psychopath.
Me, I'd have been sad. But no, it's all wah, poor me, poor me. Adam the Woo doesn't want to fuck me. Nobody wants me. My ex fucking baby daddy hates my guts. Everybody
oh,
hates me.
That is another thing is that she doesn't have custody of her kid, but she gets to see her kid like once yeah. a week, but not
he gets
at
to
that
not
house.
Ever to go to Disneyland. Yeah. He's not going to
yeah.
Disneyland.
No,
ever.
They're right. He's not. That poor kid.
That kid's not going to Disney World.
All my
not my
money.
Bastard son.
Where? No wonder you fuck.
No, it's not his kid. It's her kid.
That's what he says. Oh, he yeah. tells it to his face like, you know, no bastard's coming to fucking Disney World while I walk around and bump into walls.
Because your life sucks. Now get the fuck out of my house. This is going
to
be your daily life.
Oh,
are you done crying?
Follow me around all day long.
His beard looks like pubic hair.
Thank you, Chat Martin, PhD.
No, nah, he's got going on.
Well, and he picked this spirit jersey off the floor because it got wrinkly in it. That shit
wrinkly.
Wasn't on a hanger.
Are you done crying now?
Are you You're a narcissist. You're an evil, putrid fucking person.
Or he pulled it out of a suitcase because it looks like it's been folded up.
And torture me because you don't have nothing to do.
And you don't have any friends, I guess, to go to
their
house.
I have a job. I work. I make the money.
Oh, what, you can't do that at Starbucks?
Will you sit there and piddle
pile hard and shit, beg people dude. For money.
Every day I shrink down and I build a Lego piece in a different box on your wall. Why? Every day I shrink down to 7 inches tall and I build a Lego halfway in a box and then most of it's broken.
So you said she has like a TikTok account, yeah?
Yes.
So yeah. She's not wrong and she really does like make money and stuff. Why would she... Regardless of whether she's shitty or not, why would she want to be in this situation?
No, exactly. That's why I don't feel like they're
like,
both not telling the truth.
Yeah.
She probably does pay stuff, but she's definitely not paying all the bills. And then he doesn't have shit. He doesn't have $2,000 to give her.
Because it seems like he kind of does need her or else he wouldn't be able to do anything. But I'm confused about why, if she is sustaining him, why she wouldn't just leave.
But also,
because this seems like a nightmare.
Even the whole thing of like, yeah, she might be being annoying and they're arguing, but she goes in her room, slams her door, and then he keeps going, oh, what? Like, it's like he wants to keep it going.
Imagine
it's like
sitting in your room and you just hear this never-ending running commentary.
I don't have to imagine. I lived with my dad for a while.
Well, Jesus. It's so funny, too. Every room is like a Funko Pop room or like the build Lego rooms. And like she's yelling at him like he's putting together a Gundam and like crying. It's like,
I think he is flipping through Pokemon cards right now.
Literally like he's trying to do nostalgic nerd shit for like YouTube and she's like, you don't even fuck me.
This shit. Want to hear a story?
Here we go. It's part of the story.
So, a couple years ago, I met this girl and she was fine as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, fine, right?
We stop know you're dancing. Obsessed with
it gets interrupted, but don't worry. We get the story in a little bit.
He misses this girl so much. And I've seen 12 minutes of this man's life. And it is clear that he is obsessed with this Lamborghini girl.
Wait, that's all it took for you to stop dancing.
It's clear as day you're obsessed with me because you are about to leave this house. But now you're here filming me in this house. Why is that?
That's all it took.
Because you're crazy.
Come on now, don't be.
You're crazy, Tom. You're crazy.
Don't be pussy.
You are literally need to be Baker Act. The neighbors even said it. They said you should Baker Act it. The neighbors said it.
Don't be.
Baker Act? Is that like where they could throw you in like an asylum or some shit?
I think it's if you can't front side flip El Toro, then you can't be sponsored anymore, Mike.
Yeah, I think that's Baker-esque.
Yeah. Pussy popping and like, don't be pussy popping pretending you're cool and then like
the neighbor
two words,
said it.
And pussy then two popping. Words send you off.
The neighbor said it.
No, we got a shiny.
You love to get a reaction. You do this in the parking lot. Story you do I was it telling. At Disney. You do this everywhere. You like to be mean to people. You like to get a reaction because you're so miserable in your own life. You like to see other people be miserable.
I'm built for this.
Built for this shit.
Happiness likes to see other people happy.
No,
that's
I'm
me.
Built
you
for
are
this.
Not built for anything but jail.
Karen's like you, I'm built to own you like a motherfucker.
You how does he not kill her?
Telling you if you had to come back out here.
Kill someone else?
Thank you, James. Baker Act is a 3-day involuntary hold. Also slasher mini film. 72-hour involuntary psychiatric hold.
You were going to jail?
Just one time?
Do you remember that?
You just said it.
Do you remember that?
Do you remember or no? No, I don't remember.
The only reason I'm not doing that is because I feel bad because your parents are going to have to deal with it because you can't do anything on your own when your ass gets set in jail. They'll have to take care of the dog, send you money, and do everything. That's why I feel bad.
You're staying
you
here
ain't got nothing.
You're staying here because you feel bad?
No, that's why I haven't called the cops, because I feel bad that your parents are going to have to deal
you
with it.
You haven't called the
no
cops because you know they're going
to
laugh at
you.
Literally
it'll
never
affect you.
To go.
You have nothing. You already have a felony record.
I've called the cops. Not you.
No,
why
I
did I listen to Salt and Pepper? Push it.
Forget, but
I don't
have
anywhere to go. Anything to do.
Don't you?
Like, you are a psycho. Stop going to my lawyer. It's all adding up.
The middle of the day. I thought it was nighttime. I'm sorry.
It's
3:30 p.m.
This is like over the span of hours.
Elizabeth told you. You read me Elizabeth's message to you, remember?
So this is Walmart's new exclusive Star Wars Lego.
Stop with the floozies. Go get a job and be a man. Elizabeth, your quote friend.
It's only 40 pieces, but like it's still a fun build.
Why would you bring your names up? That's so weird of you.
Because if you're going to talk about it, let's talk about it.
That's so weird of you to bring up names of people.
He looks like 75 years old.
Dude, he's so...
But also, like, listening to one conversation with this girl, I guess he was 22 when he met her.
It's insane that he's 36.
My girl, I'm not talking about Micah. Why would you bring their names up?
Oh, Micah. I wonder...
Because if you're going to talk about it, let's talk about it.
That's so weird of you to bring up names of people.
Well, if you're going to talk about people, let's bring up who people are.
Wait, I mean, how would you
and
know
And they
that?
Want nothing to do with you. All they did was come to get their
Wait,
stuff, so they don't have to talk to them
how
anymore.
How would you know? I wouldn't talk about them.
You are a psychopath. Your eyes, your little dilated, crazy eyes.
He does have. I was going to mention that earlier. Yeah. His eyes are so. I was wondering if it's because
he's
got like a,
out the gills. What do you guys want?
He
from
must
him?
Be.
I was like,
yeah.
Maybe he's got like a ring light right in his eyes though. Like that could. If he spends his day on stream, it
well,
could
you could
be that.
See in his other shots. You could see there are big lights by where he is.
I
but he's probably off.
Like
on
not
one.
Trying to give him credit. But I was like, maybe that's why.
Well, it's off 7,000 beans to keep him alive. Like. He's got a harpy on his shoulder telling him to do it at all times.
He's talking about things that are going to get you sued even more.
I
you
told
this
you.
Is a joke.
No, I literally told
this
you.
This is my life that you're fucking with and my kid.
Well, what's this?
And you
She's awesome.
Are not going to do that.
What's this?
You disgusting fucking
what's this?
Piece of shit.
What's this?
She just owns him over and over again.
You're a felon.
What's
you're
this? Gross. You're ugly.
She called him a jobless felon.
Everything that surrounds you or...
That's fucking sick.
Jobless felon.
Call him a sack of shit and a jobless felon.
Jobless felon. You look like Varg Valkyrness. Why'd you go start Burzum, bitch?
Is a piece of shit.
What about my car? What about the dog?
That's not even paid off.
Are there people in the chat that think this is a bit? That this is not performative.
This is a lot of people's real life.
This is wackos fighting, dude.
10 years old.
Yeah, I know.
That's pathetic.
But what are these things? They're not my life.
No, you don't own any of them.
Oh shit.
Your dog is that?
So like when
off?
You called to try to get my car repoed, which is something you
and
did
they said
as
they
a
take it. The one you strangled, imprisoned in your house,
no.
And beat and went to jail for. Look him false. Up online, everybody. It's-
yeah, there she's putting him on blast for his prior arrest.
Suddenly his tone changes. No, those are that's all alleged. It's alleged. Alleged. His lawyer taught him what to say whenever she brings this up.
You strangled, wouldn't let leave the home and beat.
False claims, alleged. No more
well,
like, yeah, how are you, bitch? You stupid bitch.
Strangled and false falls in prison his last girlfriend.
Because I love that dog way more than you love your son.
Really?
They're getting really, that's really hurtful,
Jesus
too.
Christ.
I love my dog more than you love your
and
kid.
And he's like laughing as he says it.
The kid that you can't see, you
these
can
guys,
only see once a week.
These guys are.
She can only see her kid once a week is crazy.
Yeah. Put her in the shower and locked her in there
way
and turned
more.
The water and waterboarded
yeah,
her.
More.
Waterboarded
her
dog?
Love? Was that love?
He waterboarded his dog?
Apparently, that's what she's saying, that he waterboarded
I mean,
the dog.
He waterboarded his dog.
You was that love?
Like you, I know it's hard for you to imagine that.
When she accidentally scratched you and you hit her,
like
was that love?
Like 100%.
Was it?
Like
yeah. You want to cry right now because you know what I'm saying.
No, you
want to
cry, pussy?
I'm not crying.
Look at his hands. They look like the hands of like a man who'd like seen a camp before.
Oh, thank you, Max. That is Max Murder's 20th super chat. You know what that means, Mike. He just gets the PhD.
Yeah,
right?
He just gets PhD.
You are officially, wait, what's his, Max Rebo.
Yeah, doctor,
PhD.
Dr. Max
yes.
Rebo. And we ain't talking no fucking elementary school principal doctor. We're talking head of a hospital doctor.
And you can say it. They say when you get your PhD, you can say it.
Thank you, Max. Much appreciated. This is the dirtiest of laundry being aired out. Yeah, absolutely.
This is stuff that like
yeah, it's the back of the. Yeah. No one. This all has 300 views, but Jim brings us gold.
You would hide this from everyone. Because this is one of those situations where no one looks good, no matter how right you are. When you are just like yelling at someone and like being, I mean, again, even if like let's say this is truly one sided and one of them really is. Pure victim and the other one's pure villain.
He's a,
even if you're yelling at them,
felon.
Yeah, like when you're like yelling expletives at people, or you're insulting someone, or you're bringing up bad things in their life, you come across as bad, no matter how in the right you are.
Do we have another? Let me see if this one comes through. We have another super chat in the queue.
PhD in English. Obama.
Did you know Corey had a woman renting a room in his house once that he called a stalker? He got a restraining order against her, but the judge said he couldn't force her to move out. So she stayed. True Corey story.
Thank you.
I don't even have to research.
Thank you, Kim Possible. Thank you for the amazing super chat. And also, that, I mean, that could be similar because this guy does mention that he has to evict her. Like, he can't just change. Like, cause someone earlier was like, oh, why don't you just change the locks? Like, she's legally, nested. You can't do that.
I've always joked that, like, it would be funny to just sneak into someone's attic and then live there for 20 years and then be like, I'm common law married to you. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, then I wrote the creepypasta that went viral around the world.
Is he wearing a tracksuit now? Murph, you should be furious.
I feel like he's ascended to Third Impact.
Hold on, I want to hear what
Evangelion Reverend?
I want to hear what she says there because I think she owns his ass again.
Look, anything. Mm-hmm. You are a piece of shit. I'm the only one that pays the bills here. You might want to get your lingo right, you stupid fucker.
You'll be the stupid fucker who can't have her kid this weekend because you got evicted.
Oh!
Evicted! Bye, Jenna! You're being evicted! That's why you're freaking out because you have, you have nowhere to go.
I mean, we're both being evicted.
That's why you're scared. That's why you're going to act out. We all understand. No problem. Get it out. Get it out. If I was going to be homeless, I'd be fucking freaking out too, believe me.
How come when you jerk off, you leave her out here with me and it's not a problem?
I'm putting Ari in
here. Yeah, because I think he said something like, he has to put the dog away because he can't trust her or something like that. And she's like, well, you leave him out here when you're jerking off all day.
Got him.
You jobless felon.
When are you going to find time to jerk off? Yeah, when
jobless you're felon is crazy.
When you're a jobless
His
streaming
job
felon.
Is streaming.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a problem.
Actually, Ari not hasn't Tom. Been able to be left. Tom. Actually, Ari hasn't been able to be left out here. Tom, I've had to create an actual barricade.
Morning. She was out here all morning.
I've actually had to create, I've actually had to create a barricade. So you're going in 3 days, Jenna.
You're crazy, Tom.
So the fact that that's what you're worried about is tripping.
You're crazy. Just go, please.
3 days.
Go.
That's what you got.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Huh. Bye.
It's crazy this is his Disney screen.
Yeah, right?
All right, I'm going to Disney.
That's what
I'm going to Magic Kingdom. You can't stop me with your kid you can't see. I'm going to fucking see fucking Tarzan's treehouse.
Yeah, that's what I love so much about it is that this was like, usually he'll like stream at the park and then he keeps it on when he goes home. And it's like someone could have tuned in. And then all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, he's yelling at his fucking crazy girlfriend.
1 second, he's like, do you go to Canada first or Mexico first? And, and then he's like, you can't have your kid, you stupid slut.
Well, it's so funny to live. They probably live in, like, Celebration, Florida or whatever. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to the fucking parks. And he just pulls up, like, parks all, like, in his designated spot. And he's like, I'm going to fucking see the tamarinds. The tamarinds are closed.
Psycho. Bye.
3 days. You won't have your child.
Bye.
You won't have your kid this weekend. It'll feel
have
real
have
good.
Bye.
Bye. I'll live in your house forever.
I took a big dookie and I got
me.
Poo-poo all over my butt, so I might want to take a shower. Just let me know if you're going to be an entire hour in the bathroom or not. Woo! It's already been 25 fucking minutes.
Got her? You've taken a big
burn on her?
Shit. She looks bad. Shit.
Well, you know when you got poo-poo on your butt and you want to just take a shower.
Hey, I mean, might I need to take a shower because I'm covered in shit. Hope you're not in there for 20 minutes.
I got one fucking bathroom because I'm a friendless felon.
I got poo-poo all over my butt, so I might want to take a shower. Just let me know if you're going to be an entire hour in the bathroom or not. It's already been 25 fucking minutes, in case you didn't know. I got poo-poo all over my butt. I'm going to take a shower. So maybe whenever you're done, just let me know if it'll be an hour, two, maybe three. Maybe I'll go wash my bum in the sink.
Does he think he's being charming?
Well, in case you didn't know,
there's no other excuse. He thinks that this is for someone,
yeah,
and
he
I don't
he's
know.
Being funny, like,
I don't know who it's for.
Yeah.
Hour at a time when you're not doing fuck all but trying to bother me. TikTok, poo poo on my bum.
Put it on the soundboard.
Want to hear?
All right, so this is early back flashback earlier in the night.
Yeah,
the tale of the smoke show.
Oh, I forgot that was even what was happening here.
Story. So, a couple years ago, I met this girl, and she was fine as hell. I mean, fine, right? I found this girl down here, smoke show, drove a Lamborghini. I said, damn, that's cool. What's that like? You know?
Yeah, he thinks about this all the time.
This person to show any interest in me, little old Tom.
Can't believe she would like me.
Not like
yeah.
That. I said, all right, let's try it out. Pretty good.
Girl with a Lambo. Right?
0% chance she was good looking, though. There's, I mean, he's right. Why would anyone show interest in him? She couldn't have been good looking.
For the first, I don't know, 2 weeks, it was just bliss, like a blissful state of being.
Yeah, it was great.
I wasn't streaming. I was just like living in this bubble world. And then toxic things started happening.
It's so great. She's crazy, too.
Yeah,
like it just so happened. This girl with this smoke show with a Lambo, toxic as hell.
Fucking frustrating.
Couldn't believe it.
She says that Disney World churros are better than Disneyland churros. I'm starting to see these toxic signs.
The one you strangled, imprisoned in your house,
no.
And beat and went to jail for. Look him up online, everybody. It's public knowledge. He strangled and false imprisoned.
Look online, everybody.
Back to my story.
That's so funny.
That situation goes down.
Anyway,
you found this independently?
Well, someone cut these clips. Someone did some great work. Again, I think it's not the YouTube name is Nautilus. If you search Tom Does Disney and Nautilus, he's got a few clips up.
It's such funny. Yeah, he's like literally like, okay, so I got opening up the new deck of Pokemon cards, and it's like, you've never ever made me come.
Got the Vespa Queen.
Flash forward about a month. Another fiasco is about to go down here at the crib. And I say to myself, well, I don't want another fiasco, right?
Fiasco?
I said, we got to call it. This has got to be it. If this is what it's going to be, I don't want it to be over, right? But if this is all it's going to be, then I can't do it. In a way, she
chill
went.
Tunes to open Pokemon cards and lie to.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that he's obsessed with this fucking the smoke show story, and it's like, it was bliss.
Yeah.
She turned into a psycho, and
for
I was like,
2 weeks?
We gotta end this.
Imagine being obsessed with a girl that you dated for a good 2 weeks, and you're still obsessed with her.
Into her Lamborghini, and off she drove.
Someone in the chat, I don't know how true this is, Isabella Live is saying, this is my actual friend Tom. I would hope you really do know Tom. Get him to call in.
You should have sex with him. You should be her.
The end of it. You know, I had like everybody does. I shot her a couple texts, a couple calls. Maybe we can be friends. Maybe there's a future. Who knows? Blah, blah, blah.
Maybe I can ride in the Lambo. Maybe let me take a picture from my Instagram in front of it.
Week.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. Oh, hello? Yes, hi. I want to go to jail. I said, oh, jail? No, not particularly.
He's basically saying I was set up. Like, this is the story. Like, she turned crazy. Next thing you know, the cops are at my door, and I didn't do anything.
Hmm. There before, not
and he's opening
place.
Up, what, the Indiana Jones crystal
and
skull
said,
Legos?
Well, what happened with this girl? And I said, oh, shit. I said, well, we got into a scrap. And they said, well, that's not good, man. You're going to have to explain this to a judge. I said, well, that's all right. I got no problem doing that.
I hit her with a hang-on superplex into Falcon's arrow, and apparently she can't handle that. She can't handle a simple bump.
Coming with us for the weekend. I said, oh, great. So away I went for the weekend. What a fun weekend. That girl's life is like some kind of thing that we could all just hope for. $800 dinners. Victorian Albert's, places that I like might not go to before I die. She could just go to like any night of the week.
Yeah, she was rich.
Yeah,
she
was
not like Carl.
Seems like he misses
her
and not her things.
Not only did she do it to me, but did it to some other people.
I forgot.
But I can tell you what, even in that situation, who came out on top?
not you.
It wouldn't have been
to
lose the Lambo, to lose the farm, to lose it all, right? It wouldn't have really... It would have done something to her, but she probably would have found a way to...
Great angle, by the way.
Yeah, he never...
Great live stream angle.
He never sets a proper angle.
It's either, like, in his shirt pocket or, like, directly in front of his face. Like, what are you doing? You're telling a story, and I can't see the top half of your head.
What I gave her was something she could never get away from. Ridicule. Laughter from me.
This was really
and
dark.
She took it, and all credit to her, decided to... take the one thing that she literally knew nothing about,
this is
Star
good.
Wars,
Yes, he's taking credit that
he stole Star Wars from her.
He told. The
I mean,
thing
she
is,
stole Star Wars from him.
Actually, if this person in the chat really knows him, who is this girl he's talking about? Because from what I gleaned from this conversation, is that this girl he's talking about is now maybe like a Star Wars influencer.
Is it that girl that hated the Star Cruiser?
Yeah, and I think to him, he's like, showed her Star Wars, and look at her now. She's got all these followers
he said
or whatever.
$800 dinners?
He was saying she's rich. She could do all these things that he wishes he could do. Like, that was how good it was.
Oh, and the Lambo. She literally had a Lambo. That's
after
so funny.
From me. And she took
she's one of the guys hanging out at Jabba Hutt's palace, like laughing when he kills someone.
To her, decided to take the one thing that
and
she
and yeah, she was a Twi'lek. Okay.
About
I don't
Star
care.
Wars, and turn it into just a gold mine. Doesn't know anything about Star Wars.
Yeah, she turned it into a gold mine, so I don't know who he's referring to.
Well, here's the thing. Like, that's not weird. Like, that's what girls do when they're
yes.
like streamers,
but
that, like,
to be
like,
fair,
oh, no, I'm just going to do this thing, and it's like people like this, but they like that I'm the one doing it. So boom.
But no. But to be fair, though, for a second, say this happened. You say like sure. And it wasn't like an abuse situation. Just you dated this girl. She actually had never seen Star Wars. You showed her Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You broke up, and all of a sudden, she's making a lot of money on Instagram,
yeah.
just like
drive me crazy.
Cosplaying and talking about Star Wars.
You don't know who Finger and Dan and the yeah, modal notes yeah. are. You call them the Cantina Band. They have a name.
What Star Wars?
Boba Fett. Literally showed her every single one of these things.
Boba
but you know
Fett.
What?
She showed through. Her Boba
yeah,
Fett.
Yeah, it's like she didn't even know who Boba Fett was before me.
You don't know who Luke
it's so
is.
Funny
you don't
to
know
also
Luke
be like a
is.
Surface Disney guy and he's like, I showed her everything. I showed her Monsters, Inc., Monsters University when they went to school.
I love everyone in the chat and the YouTube chat think he's talking about Jenny Nicholson. That's pretty funny.
I taught her how to pronounce Prince Shizor's name. She didn't even know what Shadows of the Empire meant before she met me.
Yeah, but he's saying like Boba Fett.
Yeah. I'm making the jokes
she was
that
like,
AI Mike made while I was
she's
gone.
She's like Han Solo?
Thought that Mando was Boba Fett. Literally
this is
showed
actually
her
a
every
song
single
from
one
Star Wars, too.
But you know what? Still going through it with some guy. He got her back in the court system. According to what's going on, I know that it's not.
According to the news.
Eventually in life, eventually, stuff is going to catch up to you.
Yep.
According to not me,
Tom's
stuck in all your
win.
Instagram.
So that's the backstory. We're not even to the thing. Now we can get into what happened last weekend.
Something happened?
This is just the opening crawl.
I mean, so it is in the title.
That's a cop.
It's not a cop yet.
Oh,
nah.
Okay.
So they're streaming again.
Guess who?
So he's streaming again. Now, the only thing that I wish would happen was that he was streaming on Instagram before this, but that wasn't archived. This I downloaded before he was able to take it down, but I cut it down way down. It's like 2 hours. It's like a 2-hour fucking live stream. He's locked her out of the house, and he was filming her previously. They were fighting because he was trying to kick her out of the house.
She was just there.
You're never coming in this house again. You are locked out. Tough shit. Tell your tough dad to pick up the phone if he thinks he's so cool, right?
She's parked in his front yard.
Oh, he thinks he's too cool. Yeah,
the tires
he thinks
are
he's
on
so
the lawn.
Cool. He thinks he's so cool. Yeah, I bet your dad. He thinks he's so cool.
I bet your daddy thinks he's so cool.
Hey, your dad's a tough guy.
He just looks younger than him.
No rent paying, bitch. Go away. No.
He's got what? His Finding Nemo joint on again?
Yeah.
She will not be coming back in here.
He looks kind of like the King of Rohan before Gandalf, like. Like whips him out of his haze and like makes him normal again.
Let me in the house.
No, you're never getting back in the house. You're gonna stand.
I would love to also find her footage if her footage was online, so you could kind of cut them together.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
You're all night like you did last night, saying wah. Call the cops, see what they tell you. Oh, is your address on the thing, or did you just put all that stuff in here for a temporary little place?
Bye. Bye.
Mic drop. Here's
go
my
ahead,
disgusting house.
Well, and he's the
here's
ultimate
my dog fearful of me.
He's the ultimate nightmare too, because since
he live streams,
he
set up this shot.
That's why he never stops talking.
Yes.
Because he literally can't. So imagine being in an argument with someone who had all the incentive in the world to never stop talking. That's both
because
of
you're
them
right,
all the time.
He's playing to an audience.
Yes.
So that's why he's doing shit like, oh, poo-poo in my bum-bum,
yes.
Because he's...
If you and me argue, and I walk in the other room, we both just stew on it, but at least we're not arguing anymore.
Yeah.
But if you've got a camera pointed at you, you can't just, like, stew on it with a camera pointed
at you.
Well,
that's like... what I learned from like Fish Tank, there's like eras of the chat. You guys went to sleep and you didn't even know about the poo poo bum bum era. And we're all like nostalgic about the poo poo bum bum era. You guys, oh, I went to sleep.
Who's on the line?
Yo, guys, it's me. No, I'm joking.
What up?
I didn't want to interrupt too much. I'm dying over here. I'm trying to work out. I'm fucking dying laughing watching this. I was going to say before it escalates, I wanted to see if you could like play some booms over his fucking sick burn.
That's
kinda
like
how they, like how they do on the radio. Yeah, like it's a diss track or some shit.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, thank you, man.
All right, yeah, that was all.
All right, thanks for the call, brother.
Get a sick pump in, bro.
Yeah, get a good pump going.
Yeah, make yourself calm.
You know
later, brother.
See ya.
She's wearing a fucking Boba Fett mask. Guess who's back?
The Mando.
It's me, Mando. Mando and Boba Fett are two different characters.
He starts doing the Boondock Saints prayer. He looks like the Boondock Saints guy, actually. Like, legitimately.
Oh, he washes that thing without turning it inside out.
Yeah, I
look
know.
How cracked the foam leather is.
You gotta turn her shirt inside out.
I wish
out.
She had anywhere to go in the whole world, but she doesn't.
This looks like Florida as a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. This is how they here you go. Wants to call the cops, and if they tell me that I gotta open this door, I will.
Wow, what a fucking hero.
Yeah,
you know what? I locked her out, but if the cops say I have to let her in, I guess that's
you
what
I'll do. Exactly what they say.
I'll do it instantly, no questions asked.
Just set that there.
Okay, so yeah,
I've just been recording.
Oh, lady
the whole
cop,
time,
he's so about to die.
Keep recording. Hey, listen, she is so.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hola. ¿De qué hablan? Vi el video y no sé de qué hablan.
Who?
What?
What?
English.
De que estaba viendo video y no entiendo.
Is this a baby?
Yeah, are you a baby?
Are you a little baby?
I'm a little baby. I'm a baby.
Wait, what? What did you say? Something about Nintendo? Jim, I think
no, es que no hablo inglés.
No English.
Oh, sorry.
All right, what
no
are you up to?
I think that means hang up, right? That's no hablo means. It says hang up, please.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for stealing your mom's phone and calling us, little tiny baby.
Well, I think like Brazil understood. I don't know. Hugo, call in. What did she say?
No, he's good. Yeah, put it in the chat.
Did me?
Okay.
See this?
Do you have
You see this?
Do you have an idea?
She needs to go.
Do you have an idea?
Yeah, of course I do.
Boom!
I have it all recorded.
Of course I do. Okay, now what is amazing though, it maybe could even be better, because you know I was saying like I wish I had his Instagram live.
Yes.
What's great is during this live, he plays the video of their arguing to the cop, so you don't see it, but you can hear it, and it sounds like something like, why would you play that for the police?
Yes.
Because it's him calling her a fucking moron.
Yeah.
And
like I said, that's that thing where it's like, even if he's in the right, you don't play that for someone because all you're giving them is a reason to be like, well, you're yelling at her and harassing her. So I'm not going to be on your side if this is all you can show me, even if you're like, okay. And like she provoked it.
I don't think it's fine. Like I'm getting assaulted in my own house. I've called you guys out here like 7 times.
Today?
No, not today. Over and over and over, I've called Cole County to try to
every, you know, and every time I say, oh, one of these days, you know, she's going to, like, go crazy and throw the doors.
How could he fix the angle?
401. 200. So.
He does blank, like, it for a second.
You know, and it's all recorded. I have a YouTube channel. I've been live the whole entire time. I don't want, she's not coming back into this house. She can't assault me. I can't be assaulted. I can't, no, this isn't happening.
You know? I just said, I have to pee really, really bad.
She's not allowed in the house.
You can't lock me out, sir.
She's not addicted. That's not how that works.
But I served her this on the 22nd of the month.
Okay.
This is disorderly conduct. It's a demand. The moment that she non-complies with this, I'm allowed to call you guys. What are you, what do you
was
mean
this,
she's allowed
was
back?
Was this took into court?
Officer Press, it comes right from the clerk of court's office. It's what you serve to somebody, but I need to ask you a question. How is she allowed back into my house? She doesn't, do you see this? This is my deed. You just allowed somebody back into my house and I just asked you not to. Can you call your supervisor out here?
Oh.
I need to talk to him because you can't let, I just asked you, just because she lives here?
Yeah, so when somebody...
But she doesn't have a lease, Officer Perez.
That has nothing to do with it. So whenever you allow somebody to live with you...
She has been physically violent this morning. I cannot have her in the house.
Are you going to listen to me or not? When you have somebody live at your house...
What a little boot-looking coward.
Yeah, this is the first stage to that. You can't evict somebody until you serve them this paper.
You go to the court process and you do the eviction process and they start...
She is owning him though, because he's trying to be like, he thinks if he's like, but no, officer, I did the thing, she'll like just kowtow. But she's like, well, no, I have no power. You have to go through the whole process. Yes, if that's the start, like you're saying, this is the start of the process, continue the fucking process.
It doesn't mean
it's over. It does suck. I get it.
Every time I enter a room, she's doing the splits in the doorway above me.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
What's up, guys? It's me, Zen. Zen Feldman.
Oh, what's up, Zen? Thanks for calling.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm just trying to vibe. I'm just trying to vibe. You know how many car trips I went on listening to my dad's music? And if you... I can't get that music out of my head, and it's destroying my life. Goodbye, guys.
Oh, thank you, Zen Feldman.
Wow.
I'm not sure if that's a good Zen, because I'm not familiar with
that. It was kind of good. It needed a little bit more like Latinx twang on it.
It needed to
even though he's not Latinx.
It needed to like happen when it wasn't in the middle of a segment that had nothing to do with Zen Feldman, I think.
We need Foreign Baby to call in and do the version.
Yeah. Sorry, you're no
Foreign Baby.
You're no Brazilian Baby.
Yeah. You know, it was a decent palate cleanser after the Brazilian Baby, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, but Brazilian Baby brought its own kind of je ne sais quoi. Yeah.
True.
I was at I had a moment with the dog park a couple years ago.
I had a moment at the dog park
six times.
This is great.
My house
I'm sorry.
So
hold on, I take it back.
Everything. I need to hear about the moment.
I was at had a moment with the dog park a couple years ago with some officers where a guy punched me in the face six times and like everybody just fills out reports and I go home beat to shit and nobody cares.
Dude.
Boom!
I mean, my story. Dude, I mean, you don't believe cops. Do you think that cop kind of just hit him with six unobstructed blows in the face of the dog park?
Then they walked away.
Just the guy beat him up. We filled out a report, and then no one cares.
Well,
show us the body cam footage.
Like six blows to the face, you imagine a combo, but I imagine just one, two, three.
And then he's not doing anything.
He's like going down, like, ow!
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? What's up, guys? It's E-Rock in the building.
Hey, what's up, E-Rock?
What's up, guys? I have a really important announcement. I translated that call that you guys got a little while ago.
Oh, all right.
So there's four main things you need to know. One, who let the dogs out?
All right.
Two, Pokemon cards rule.
All right.
Three, poo-poo my bum.
Boom!
And last but not least, Disney adults rule, man.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Wow. Never mind. Brazilian Baby was super on topic.
Brazilian Baby was dropping booms left and right. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. I had to drop that knowledge. I had to do it.
Thanks for the call, Eric. And also, retroactively, thanks for the call, Brazilian baby.
Thank you. Big boom.
And also, a good shout out to Zen Feldman for the call.
Yeah. Nah. Sure.
No, thank you.
We forgot what he sounds like.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, you guys.
I have had the worst luck, like, dealing with this stuff. I'm a good guy. I'm trying to be a nice guy. This is my house that I own.
Nope.
So, let me just get a rundown. So, this morning, she woke up arguing about the post.
The Legos were wrong. Okay.
And then, from there, what happened next?
I got a door thrown into me, which I have on camera.
A whole door?
I went through a door. We can't afford tables. We're kind of like an indie fed.
She walked out of the house and I locked all the doors because I felt like I was in the right to do that, but now apparently I'm not.
Okay. Do you mind showing me the video? Boom!
Yeah, of course I can. All right, this is great. When you just
you
hearing...
You fucking whore! You stupid fucking bitch!
Just hearing the video is great. And it's so funny.
A different phone.
Yeah, it's so funny to just imagine he's playing this for a cop.
You'll never see your fucking kid again!
Today, yesterday, still haven't paid the rent, you broke fucking joke.
So that's where I'm owning her. Where's the rent idiot?
Remember 30 seconds earlier when he's like, officer, I'm a good guy.
Where's the rent idiot?
Just stay right there for me.
She's tasing him right now.
It's my Xbox. It's registered for me.
It's my Xbox. Pause real quick. It's so funny that she's doing something with his Xbox where she's like, he's like, that's my Xbox registered to me. And she's like doing something with the Xbox on video. And she's like, what?
Well, she did say something like, you're trying to sell my Xbox. And he's like, that's my Xbox.
She's putting in the mailbox aggressively. Okay, you're going to mail my Xbox.
100 million cigarettes.
That's her knocking on the stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear her knocking under me screaming at her.
Literally at 7:30 in the morning, I had to wake up.
And she's mailing my Xbox.
This is Jenna. This is the Jenna that hides behind that filter that everybody
That's awesome.
Thinks is so cute.
He's showing it to someone.
Where are you going? Away from you.
Away from you, owned. Oh my god!
He's showing this as proof.
He's showing this to a cop, dude. It's so funny.
Like just a cop with a bun that's like tearing her head apart, and she's like looking at, and it's like wah wah wah. And that's her mailing
my
ex
car, my priceless car.
Bang bang bang! Smoking cigarettes. Why don't you call the cops again, idiot? 7:00 in the morning.
Now, slams the door into me.
And this, I
oh,
like,
wait, hold on. Oh, go ahead. Go
I was gonna, I like slow this down, and then like she's like eating, and then she's bringing it back, and she's eating in reverse. I don't know if you've seen YouTube poops or whatever. I'm like a poop guy.
I'm a
YouTube poop butt.
Now you need to hear to this part because they start describing like what's happening in the video.
Okay, yeah.
Doors off. That's why I'm the one with a mark. I know you can't see when videos get crazy like that, but that's why I'm... We're both pushing each other. What are you talking about? You can see it.
I think she says something like, is that you pushing her? We both are.
What are you talking about?
Footage of him like
no, you know what? I'm shutting this off.
So
this is pointless.
Like, this is like you first person punching a lady. And it's like, she was talking fucking shit.
It's so, I love the way he says, what are you talking about? Yeah. You can see it.
This guy's fucking delusional.
You know what? I'm turning off my third phone.
That's why I'm the one with a mark. I know you can't see when videos get crazy like that, but that's why I'm... We're both pushing each other. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, he's literally trying to push.
It's
fine. It's like a video of you pushing her and yelling at her. She's smoking cigarettes.
Is this video looping? No, I just keep yelling the same stuff over and over.
Nobody cares.
Does she look like someone that just got pushed around?
No, you were pushing around.
I'll have, Your Honor, does this woman look like she was pushed around?
I merely...
I'll have you know.
I merely screamed at her for an hour and a half straight.
If it would please the court, the video of me pushing her around that I submitted for no reason. It was simply I could have gotten her evicted if I had never shown any video of me pushing her and shoving her around.
It is like the guy, there's that guy that was like, I think it was probably like a Judge Judy or something, where he's like, here's a picture of the bruise she got when I punched her, and here's a picture of the bruise she claimed she got when I punched her.
Yes.
They're not the same at all. And Judge Judy's like, why did you show me that?
Who's on the line?
It's me, Zen, again. I just wanted to...
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys. I know I'm off topic. Usually you guys talk about my dad, but listen, I created a new song, a new version. I just wanted to display it for you guys.
All right. Cool.
All right, it goes a little something like this. I'm the comeback in. I ain't missing a thing. If you're going to swing, you better make a sting. Cause I'm the comeback king. Get you down on the floor, they gonna keep back. They just kick you some more, they cheese back.
Yeah.
Cause when you reach the door, they gonna close it.
You're
a beautiful soul, no one knows it. It's true, we all have... Anyway, guys, that's the song my dream would save me every night. I'm gonna go. Find peace and happiness. Goodbye.
Shut the fuck up! That was crazy. Like he was saying,
we wish you were dead.
Well, it's one of those. It's one of those doubling down on a bit and hoping that, like, maybe I'll come back out the other side, like better than ever.
Well, that's why I feel like we should appease him because he might. No, harbinger our own death.
I appreciate the
because he was saying the words the whole time.
Chutzpah, yeah, is that the word?
Yeah.
He did. He came in with something. He followed through with it. And
he never wavered.
I will say his Zen voice is getting better, too. I mean, it was Zen. I don't know why I'm saying Zen voice, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like he sounds like himself more and more.
He's sick and he's slowly getting healthier, meaning his Zen voice is getting better.
She shouldn't have run up to my door and started pounding on it at 7:30, huh? Oh, but I did, didn't I? And what are you going to do? Oh, what are you going to do? Nope.
He's showing her like a Thug Life edits, like
yeah, the glasses fall come down.
Dude, yeah, this is
da 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 da.
A lot of people on my ex have been saying like this has 2-3 retweets.
a baffling video to show someone.
Loser,
bitch! I should hit you more.
Bye bye.
I should hit you like I hit you off camera. Just left, right, left.
Bye-bye.
Check all the doors are locked.
So this is why I lock the doors. Follow me. Tom does Disney on YouTube. I stream from theme parks.
So anyways, this is a sand painting of Lilo.
Try to come in again.
I'm taunting her while she's outside.
What was his end game to showing her any of this?
He's an idiot.
You could see how I owned her mentally.
She won't be here. When I tell you, and then
she just tases him. She's like, get away from me.
This is me talking shit about her while she's gone.
He shows her the videos and it becomes like threatening a cop.
Trying to break in through the screen. You heard her? I'll break through the screen. So then it's just like endless.
I said, I'm a monster. You can't stop me. I'm the kill monster. And this is where you die. I was kidding.
Pushing me around in my own house.
I love he's still playing the video.
She said, I'm going to break the screens. So, like, whatever. I guess she's just allowed in my house, right?
So, right. Anyways, after all that.
Boom! So, this is what I documented as Hell Night. I psychologically tortured her all night, only to bring about her deepest fears.
Yeah, this guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Grapes with no skins.
See ya. I just break through the screens.
That's fine. Just if
you can. I don't need to see anymore.
You gotta stop.
Dude, it's still playing. He's still just
welcome to hell.
What does he hope to gain from this?
He thinks she's gonna be like, you're right, man. She's gotta go.
The more you show me, the more on board I become.
This is where I brought her upon my carnival of souls, where she discovered herself while also losing her mind.
Thank you.
Dude, it's still playing.
This is me shooting her with a gun.
This is me opening the door. A bit is a joke, and as she comes running back, I shut it.
This is me. She opened the door. I was dressed as the Joker in Hawaiian gear, and I shot her right through the spine.
This is where I keep trying to get the last word. This is me waterboarding my dog.
That was a great allegation, too. Why don't you tell him about how you waterboarded your dog? Okay, yeah, we're bringing that up.
I switched over to this at one point because I can't.
He was bad.
This stuff on here. And now it's all crying. She's crying over mom and dad.
Yeah, she is crying. She's sad. This is me mocking her. This is like the, I mean, we bring it up a few times, but this is like
come look.
The guys at the Texas Chainsaw dinner table when they're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, come look.
Hey, Chris.
Okay, this is where the supervisor, because he asked for a supervisor, if you remember earlier.
Yeah.
And now he's going to show him where the door was thrown into him.
Look at the bathroom and stuff like that. Hold on.
So she knocked this, and again, I have it all on video. She knocked this thing off of here, threw the whole door into me, right?
Which door are you talking about?
This one, sir. Right here. So she comes out into the garage where my car and all my Lego is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I come to my try
Lego.
To open the
he
door.
He did it pretty correct. It's not
yeah,
Legos.
That's true, yeah.
People say Legos, and it drives you crazy. The plural for Lego is Lego.
I've seen a few people. Someone brought this up earlier, too. It'd be funny if Officer Perez had a Lambo, and then Peter, cop, drives up in a Lambo.
Everybody's got a Lambo. You can see his eyes start dilating.
Yeah, he just can't believe it. Yeah. Oh, my God, a Lambo.
She comes back in and throws the door into me, drops her phone, then starts screaming about her phone, how I knocked it out of her hand. I'm like...
And he still refuses to turn his shirt inside out so it won't crack.
Yeah, come on.
Then she tries to break in through the damn bathroom. She did, like, she'll tell you right now, she did
this. This is awesome. He's trying to do a trail.
Yeah, and she tried to, like, come through the thing. I mean, I locked it now. It was unlocked.
I gotcha.
Oh, look, there's all his annual pass stickers.
Yeah, there they are.
All right, so this is where... He looks out the window and sees that she's getting arrested.
Oh. Oh, no. He's going to, like, dance around like he's dancing on someone's grave,
His
right?
reaction is surprising.
Oh, okay. Does he, like, pull out guns like Yosemite Sam and start shooting him in the air?
Oh, my God. Jenna's getting arrested. No. What the fuck? This... No way. This... Oh, her kid. She's going to lose her fucking custody.
Wait, what?
Now. Yeah, why is he... I really don't know why he does this all of
is
a sudden.
It is it like a sarcastic goof?
I don't know if he's doing it because the cop's there and he's trying to be like...
Oh, she brought it upon herself.
Is he trying to be like, I just wanted her to leave? Oh, I just wanted you to make her leave, guys. I didn't want you to arrest
Maybe
her.
Maybe this is the first time he's present about the fact that he's on stream and people are watching. And so he's like, eh, maybe I should save a little face.
I think we're giving him so much credit.
Maybe I should just throw a bunch of single-serve Fritos on the second shelf. And then I guess we got the barbecue shelf.
Yeah, what do we got
and
on the shelf
got,
here?
I guess we got the Oreos and cheaper Oreos up top. And cereal.
Sideways Lucky Charms shelf. I guess also next to the coolant.
Sweet Baby Ray's, though, best barbecue.
Sweet Baby Ray's, great choice.
Incredible barbecue.
Look at all his pass holder magnets. Uh-huh. You got a Stanley cup up here.
Two different kinds of air fryer.
Oh, yeah.
His girlfriend's being shot in the head by cops. What is it saying?
She's getting arrested, but he's acting like, oh, my God.
But
like,
isn't he getting arrested?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Oh my God, Jenna's getting arrested. No, what the fuck? This way.
It's good video.
Yeah, I don't understand this reaction.
This is awesome.
Oh, her kid. She's going to lose her fucking custody battle now.
So
oh
it's like
God.
A nya-na-na-na-na video.
Oh, she's so fucking...
I wonder if he realizes that means he's probably going to get arrested.
Yeah.
He's trying
he
to
doesn't.
Do... Because
he's doing a
No, he's not, dude. He's doing like, oh no. Like,
oh,
he,
you think he's like actually repentant?
He's acting concerned where he's like... The only gist I can get from him is that he's being like, I didn't mean for that. I just wanted her to leave.
That's not what I took from this at all.
I don't know, dude. Like, he says, oh,
loser,
no.
Oh, no. The loser is getting separated from her kids?
That's
wow.
A, let me play it again. That's a wild read.
To me, I think he's like...
I got you.
Ready? Listen.
Oh, my God. Jen's getting arrested. No.
Wait.
What the
pause it. I maybe it's just me. I didn't notice you can see the cop in the corner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying before, is that maybe he's doing it because the cop's there.
I think
there.
You're right. I think that's got to be the only thing, is that now that's happened. But again, but he's so unself-aware about the video he showed her that I can't picture that guy thinking that's a good video, but then thinking he needs to act this. I just don't understand.
I took it as dunking on her the entire time.
Well, but
time.
Listen to what he says after.
Fuck this. No way. Oh, her kid. She's going to lose her fucking custody battle now. Oh,
that feels like
God.
A dunk, too.
I don't think he's dunking, dude. I don't read that at all. I mean, I guess I could be wrong, but I don't think he's dunking there. I think he's acting like, I can't, but like, what? Why is she getting arrested?
It doesn't seem sarcastic
to do with
enough.
This. I have nothing to do with this.
Oh, she's so fucking stupid. Why didn't she just leave?
Yeah.
No.
Oh no!
Oh,
I guess I'll just
God.
Have some barbecue Oreos.
Hold on, here come the cops, though.
Oh yeah.
Well, they're just coming in to tell him what happened to her,
right? Yeah, they must be.
Listen, we're sorry about her and your stream.
Yeah, but hold on, listen here.
Thomas. All right, Mr. Thomas. So, like I explained to her, Buffy, you say she slammed the door on you. She saying you slammed the window on her.
Yes, sir.
So both of y'all being arrested for domestic battery today.
You
do me a favor, turn around, place your hands right back.
But guys, I have a whole house. My dog's here, guys. Okay. Guys, my dog.
Wait, hold on. Listen to his thing. Listen to his pleading here.
This is awesome.
You have someone to take care of your dog?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Put your hands
on
your
breast.
Well, look, I do. I have to go get him. He's the neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that for you.
Okay, guys, that's fine. But I have fish tanks here and stuff, too. Like
that for the people that have watched this.
Completely different neighbor. I need to talk to both of them.
That's been kind of the running gag for the people that did watch this, is people are like, but my fish tanks, guys. But guys, my fish tanks.
That makes sense, though, because, like, dogs, everyone knows how to take care of a dog, but, like, pH levels and stuff on a fish tank?
True, very true.
It's easy to overfeed fish.
This is a Saturday afternoon, so you know you're not getting out till late Monday, dude.
Oh.
You're not getting in front of a judge till Monday at the earliest, buddy.
That's what my YNs be telling me.
No.
Okay. Put your hands on your breast.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, look, I do. I have to go get him. He's the neighbor.
He's your neighbor?
Okay. Yeah.
We can do that for you.
Okay, guys. That's fine. But I have fish tanks here and stuff, too.
Okay.
Like, what are we... You know what I mean?
What are we doing?
Can you take care of
your
fish tanks?
My fish tanks?
Well, I mean, he can try.
Let's go ahead.
She's looking at the camera. End your live? God. Do you want to end your live? I don't know.
Yeah, what a lucky situation that this is on.
That's so funny.
That a camera's pointing at him as he gets arrested.
Well, shot,
that's
right?
A perfect screenshot, but like literally the lady looks like right at it and is like, do you want to end your gay ass live of you getting arrested being retarded?
Well, and he won't let her end it. He's like, I got it. Because he wanted to get this awesome shot.
Let me get my tits.
What was great is that since he did get arrested on a Saturday, the video was up for a while, so I was able to download it. But as soon as he got out on Monday, he deleted it.
Yeah.
He deleted
that.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Have you lived together?
Yeah.
She's
their
there.
Here's their court.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's goth.
Wait, they have shorts? That's dope.
Is this him here? Is this no? He's not that guy, right? Where is he? Is he him back here, maybe?
That's got to be him.
Yeah.
I think it's all the black guys that want to rape her. Oh, no.
He's here too.
The victim is present in the courtroom, Your Honor.
I'm the victim in his case.
Whose house is it?
Ron's house.
His house.
All right.
We both relived there.
Well, you're not going to be permitted to go back there because it's his house, but I will give you one opportunity within 48 hours of your release from custody to return to the residence with a law enforcement escort to retrieve your personal belongings. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, your next court date is March 20th at 8:30.
Could I
Thank
clarify
you.
One thing? It's Go. I think when I heard she was listed
He's got
without
an M
bond.
Everyone's gone. He's last guy of the day. The sun is set.
Yeah, he had to wait quite a while, dude.
Could I just say that, like, I am the breadwinner in the Disney adult?
No, she got a bond.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Victor Zsasz is two people behind him.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, hold on. There are some details here. She actually doesn't get a bond. She gets released on reconnaissance.
What's that mean? I don't know what any of this stuff means.
I think basically it just means once you're processed, you can just be released. Bond means that like someone does have to put up some money. And it's like more processing.
Well, this
involved.
Guy has to put up money. For
so
sure.
Then it's a ding on your record, and it has nothing to do with like being in jail.
Well, hold on. He'll kind of he explains why he's asking about it.
She was listed without bond.
No, she got a bond.
Okay, okay. Thank
unless
you very much.
Unless she had a violation of probation. What's her name again?
She was Jennifer Johnson. I thought you said you were gonna let her out on pretrial. In which case, she'll be heading back to the house before I can get there.
Yeah, so that's his concern because he's going to be there longer, so she's going to get to the house first, which is going to break all his Legos
get all
and
the
shit.
Snakes. But they did say she'd have a police escort, so my guess is
yeah,
that
they're not
going to
let her
they
go
send,
and fuck everything up. Yeah,
yeah, to try and avoid probably theft and like or obvious theft because it's kind of hard to prove. And then, yeah, her just like trashing the place or like, letting a pet out or something like that.
Well, she takes all the snakes, smashes all the Legos, takes all the spiders.
I think he tries to request not having a bond.
That's fine. Well, I did straight pre-trial release her. You're correct. So she does not have to post a bond. So she'll get out this afternoon.
We both got charged with the same thing.
I'm not going to do that because you have a record. Okay.
God is
you've been arrested before for this sort of behavior.
Yes,
so.
I did.
You're as the document says, a jobless felon.
You're a jobless felon who choked a lady with a Lamborghini who's the best woman to ever live.
You're going to have to post a bond, okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
I don't know how true this is, but people were saying online that his mods threw some money together and bailed him out.
That's awesome.
His YouTube mods.
We gave you a bond because, and I quote, "You look like the king of Rohan before snake tongue spell was removed."
Although I think he did. Shit. Actually, one sec. I thought I had pulled a clip, but I think someone put up a clip of he was talking about it on his live.
As soon as our doctors can prove that Soraman hasn't warped your mind, we'll go ahead and let you out, too.
Where was it?
What a crazy... I'm glad that you gave us all this lead up.
Yes. Yeah, I figured there's some good backstory to get into here. Let me see if Nautilus has a clip here.
Yeah, all of the lead up really... really makes like it's crazy, and it you know what's easy to forget is that these are Disney blockers.
Yes, that's what's so funny to me,
that they're not just like, it'd be one thing if they were just, like you said, you're like your boy Blue, where he is a person who lives on the internet, but he's like a dumb juggalo loser scumbag. But even if you didn't know that about him, you just look at him and go like, oh, you're just some fucking loser on the internet. And not that these people aren't also losers on the internet, but in theory they should have a different style of life.
Yes. Yeah, you'd think.
Like, even just for optics, right? If you're the optics are I'm a Disney vlogger.
You hide this stuff.
Yeah, you shouldn't be openly wanting all this stuff out there.
Who's on the line?
What up, guys? Zen again.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Next time I call in at a more appropriate time. But, yo, y'all got to listen to this banger that I just made. It's I think you'll like it. I'm kind of a musician, and you want to hear a little? Don't worry, it's royalty free, copyright free. You don't gotta worry about none of that. All right, I just made this song. You want to hear it?
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear it.
All right, great. Thank you.
Sorry.
You know what? I like it. The new era. The new era. See, I've been on this show for 16 fucking years. And one of our rules is we don't hang up on people. No, I've never been happier to break a rule.
I'm sorry. I had he set up the opportunity way too well.
Yeah. I mean, that's opening Anthony style.
It is kind of. Who's on the line?
Bro, my vibes. I think I got disconnected, guys.
Yeah, no, my bad.
You gotta hear the song.
Yeah,
let's
hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't hang up on me.
Yeah. All right, no, I like that he laughed at it.
We're not going to.
Make it stink. Just on the telephone. Get you down on the floor. They gonna keep it. They just can't keep some more. Keep your legs big.
I'm gonna go pee.
When you reach for the door, they come closing. You're a beautiful soul, but no one knows it. It's true, we all have sadness and moments that we lost.
Maybe I was right the first time.
Show them who is boss.
Hold on, I gotta pull something up anyway, so I'll let you do your thing, pal. Alright, I got another caller, dude. Later, man.
Yeah, bye forever.
Who's on the line?
Good evening, cowards.
I'd like to make a correction to Mike Steele. He said snake tongue. It's Grima worm tongue. Read the books, please.
Did I say snake tongue?
I don't know. He said Grima worm tongue.
Good evening, cowards.
No, it is worm tongue. I could have sworn I said worm tongue.
But okay, yeah, I think this is some of the clips from his first.
Throw some poker chips at Zen Feldman, please.
Jams, thank you. Thank you for the super chat. And yes, that is a great ONA reference. This is from his stream. The day he got out, he was back streaming at the park.
Jesus.
Or the next morning, or whatever it was.
I'd be embarrassed. I would be so embarrassed to be anywhere.
Oh, wait, hold on. I muted the browser. Let me get this here.
I got clicked up for the second time now in my life in Florida, and the third time in my life completely.
Is he in Space Mountain?
I thought to myself, well, what the hell is going on? Because the other two times this happened to me, I like had done something bad. With ample proof of the badness.
It's great. You can just hear the Disney music in the background. The fucking Disney vibes are killing on his stream.
Well, and it's funny, too, to talk about something that everyone saw, but you have no clue what happened, and everyone does know what happened.
Spot right now with the money thing. The money thing's a lot. You know, it's tough for me because I've been not streaming, but I've been hustling, like, some good, like, stuff with the Pokemon and selling pins and... Yeah. Legos and all kinds of other stuff, but
this sounds is like some good stuff.
Yeah,
sounds like some real good stuff.
This is where I get the Boy Blue vibes. Now, at least he is doing a little hustle, but you know, he's kind of like hinting, like, hey, if you could donate or whatever.
That's hustle to someone who doesn't work.
Yes,
to someone who does absolutely nothing. Going like, yeah, I sold some pins on eBay. It's like I'm out there trying to
Tom
do it.
Does Disney. Then jail mouse face.
Thank you, Commander Kane, a.k.a. Paul R. Yeah, Tom does Disney, then jail. In that order.
Tom does jail.
And then Disney again.
You know, it's all kind of... it just continues to stack up. It's like that part of it is like something I just haven't been able to escape from ever since back then. When it comes to work, I've been so focused on just work and allowing my emotions to run work because I have nobody to answer to. But you know what? The reality is that I have so much shit. And the fact that Pat up and just bailed on me with the entire house situation that I never in a million years expected to just have to take care of the whole thing all the time. You know, it just pisses me off to no end.
It's so funny because you would not get the... I would expect people watch a Disney IRL streamer because, yeah, you're just looking for, like, the theme park, like, magic vibes. Yeah. But on this, you're seeing the parks and you're hearing, like, bizarre negative aura of him just talking about his sad life and all his abuse accusations.
It's awesome to be like, and here is Tom Huck's cabin, and you're fucking never made me come in my life.
He was like,
he's at like, what is the cabin that you take like a steamboat to in Disneyland? Like,
you're talking about Tom Sawyer's Island.
Tom Sawyer, yeah. Here is the fort, and like, you never fucking made me come. Like, that's kind of an insane aura. He peaked.
Well, and if you're gonna watch someone just walk around Epcot, it's gonna be like, oh, garden festivals going on. Let's see what the food is. Oh, I'm doing drinking around the world. Let's see what drinks. Not, I'm just going to cut through the middle and talk about how sad my life is.
Got left with the house and bills have been tough, but hey, I've been putting my head down and staying on my grind.
Yeah. I've been selling pins.
Yeah, have you? See you later, Steve. Thanks for hanging.
You know, the fucking house insurance is up to like $530 a month. So like,
okay. So is this where the submarines are? Is this where the submarines for?
Epcot?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Epcot.
Yeah.
So I guess my fucking house insurance is $8 million.
You got to pay that every month.
The rest of that is the house because of all these. You know, hurricanes that have happened in Florida and all this stuff. So, not only do I pay that, but I pay the fucking electric bill.
It cuts to him in Spaceship Earth. They're talking about Steve Jobs. He's like, and then she said that I'd never fuck her right.
And then the cop was like, I gotta arrest you too.
Cool.
Caveman animatronic in the background.
The bill is like $400 a month. Water, pay the
water. He just walks into the water.
He's in living on the land boat. He just climbs out into the Botanica Garden.
No, he's just climbing in front of the monorail. And another thing.
he's ruining the majestic monorail going by with his fucking nonsense.
Keep the pool going for a while, and that was a pain in the ass.
But this is also like...
You know, the dryer broke, vibe. The freaking garage door broke, my shower head broke.
I get home from work and I turn on a guy complaining about his life through Epcot.
My life in that way was like falling apart around me. The stress of it all was killing me, like for a year. I mean, like I've been lost as to what to do.
Oh, someone puked. Like, we got to turn it into Mickey ears. Oh, turn the puke into Mickey ears.
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Where? Who's going to hire me? Some restaurant?
This is awesome, dude. Who's going to hire me? Some restaurant?
He's about to walk past the bushes where we hid my pickle jar.
I was going
to
say that. Yeah, it's where we stashed the jar.
That's what it is. So I'm puked and like, we're turning into Disney magic. And every day it feels like I'm living the same day. And the only way I can free myself from this life is violence.
I worked my whole life, and let me tell you something. Even if I was lucky enough to find a place that would hire me,
this is taxi driver's monologue.
After 3-4 years almost of working for myself all the time, like what? Why would I do that?
If Travis Bickle had a microphone,
if this week had just shaken out the way it was supposed to, and everything could have just been normal. You know, I'd have had almost.
He walks up to like a face Anna and Elsa and starts complaining to him. See, what you don't understand, Princess Anna, is she walked outside and I should have been allowed to lock the doors.
I have to let this lady back into my house, Anna? And Elsa,
you haven't said a thing.
You haven't said a thing. He walks up right to the lady like, it's like a ceviche in a cup.
Yesterday,
a ceviche cup
and like start to handle it's like some $7 of this stuff that's been driving me crazy forever, and now here I am like almost back to square one
and then I'm crazy. Left with nothing. They're like, no, it's like an apple, it's like an apple muffin,
like the methodical
they're just walking through Epcot.
The methodical destruction of, I don't know, my like entire life has been.
This guy is the living version of my life is in shambles.
Yeah, he really
is. Fucking band.
My life is in shambles. Just the methodical destruction of my what is this ride? I shan't be waiting for that ride. I don't go on rides. I walk through the park.
Really just bad.
The methodical destruction of my life is just, my life has been terrible. Oh, Guardians is off of virtual queue. That's all right. They just have a regular standby line. Anyway, she wouldn't leave.
Oh, dang. Remy's is only 40 minutes?
Why wouldn't I be hired? I don't know. I just feel like I'm unhirable.
But there's so many options out there. Why wouldn't they want
to? It just feels like I'm a soul unhoused by human form. It feels like I'm a homunculus.
Hold on,
you
he's
know?
Owning himself.
He just described himself as a young, eager kid.
No, I think he's saying they'll hire the young, eager kid, but maybe I'm giving too much credit.
I feel like a hunk of flesh without a soul, you know? Just wandering.
Dying to work kid. I'm going to go in there, and they're going to smell it all over me. They're going to be like, this jackass, he thinks he runs the world.
This guy's a,
this guy,
thinks
he's his own boss. And it's like, yeah, why do I act and walk around that way? And I never did my whole 33 years before this. It's because Jim, I have that.
Is he only 33?
There's no way.
Is he not 36?
I'm pretty sure when I Googled his...
He's 76.
His thing, an Instagram...
We've seen his face. He's 76, Mike. He's 76.
All right, we heard you. An Instagram came up. And he said it was saying 32nd birthday, but that was 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. Because he looks like John Carpenter. I can't believe that he's even in
how
his 30s.
Dare you?
He looks as old as John Carpenter.
Yeah, he had posted Baby Yoda back in 2020. I turned 32 years old, meaning I've still got a solid 18 years before I'm as old as this little guy.
Hmm.
Yeah. Jesus. How many likes?
Jesus Christ.
18? 19? 17?
500 likes.
Remember before Grogu had a name and we called him Yaddle?
Yeah, little Yaddle. He rocks.
That now. So how can I
Yiddle, I think.
Oh, yeah, calling Yiddle because Yaddle is the big version.
How can I be on the Jungle Cruise or with some dude in line like, oh, hey, by the way, this is my life, and I kill it, and you're miserable. Oh, I'm a lawyer.
How could
I
be as cool as a guy that's on the Jungle Cruise?
Who's on the line?
You guys, it's me, Corey Feldman. A new, shocking topic announcement for Jim and Vin.
Okay.
My new partner will be Tom Does Disney.
All right.
We'll be a power couple. His Pokemon cards and my Bakerista job will be retired within months.
Shut up.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Mark. No, no, you're good.
No, you're not.
No, shut up.
Stop calling.
Yeah, forget that point.
I don't even think this is Zen.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Whoever's doing this is doing a version that's so bad of the other guy.
I mean, he's laughing. He gets it. He understands.
I'm Jim guy. I thought this was better than Zen.
No.
You know what? In your defense, if that guy didn't call four times, I would have been more on board with you doing an exact impression of him.
But also, not in your defense, you had a decent call a little while ago, and you got greedy.
Yeah, this is
what happens. You got a little greedy. You're like, I could just call in all the time, say whatever.
All right, I'll go on exile. I'll see you guys.
Okay.
Go get that pump in, dude.
Yeah, everybody gets one. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I thought it was the guy.
I'm a New York lawyer. I got so much money, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, you're miserable.
I guess I'll get a fucking pine cone.
Wait.
He's just walking around Epcot muttering to himself like a crazy person.
I didn't realize in his story. I thought his story was he was next to a miserable guy. No. I thought the story was he was the miserable guy next to a successful guy.
Yes.
But now I realize his story is, no, the lawyer successful guy, is like thinking that he's miserable. Hold on, let me take it back. I'm all confused. I need to know who's the miserable one. Like, is he saying that, hey, I'm free, and the guy with the great job and the money looks at me like I wish I had what you had?
Hey,
or is
bro.
It the other way around?
Retarded guy, call in.
No, don't. Please don't.
Watching the fireworks that night? I'm a New York lawyer. I got so much money, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, you're miserable. And you're probably not.
You're right, Jim.
You still got a boss.
He's saying that
he doesn't have a boss.
He's carefree.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what screams carefree?
I said, you don't get to just come around and like just try to enjoy it. I thought like it's crazy. That's what I ultimately come back to every time I start rationalizing or thinking about any of this, is that the amount of like luck and like pure, and I know there's a lot of people that come down here and don't have the kind of problems I have, but
oh my god, Jeff, you're right.
He's about to go get something, Jeff.
Jeff, he is getting like, in line to order food.
Yeah, what's he gonna get?
I don't know, like difficult times.
Dinosaur French fries.
You know, the ease, or maybe
my bullshit, my you know, to some degree, like a hubris of that and what that is. Ugh. You know, instead of being humble about it, having that kind of braggadocious thing.
Oh, man, they cut it. Like, I wanted to see what he got.
Yeah.
I don't know. At first, like, it all sounded like a great idea, and then the next thing you know, like, half of the people that I, half the people I care about are, you know,
dead.
On the anti-Tom train.
I'd be on the anti-Tom train.
Yeah,
for
sure.
I mean, thank God for the other half. Right?
This guy's irredeemable.
It's a weird reminder of, like, on one, I mean, we go to parks enough. We go with groups where there's a novelty where if you ever get a chance to go by yourself, it's cool.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, if you were this guy and you're going by yourself all the time, it would suck because you just start looking around and you're seeing people with their friends, people with their family, people with their kids.
You're the cartoon character on Valentine's
Day. That's literally why he probably has to stream outside of hoping for donations, because at least he could just talk to his phone and it's like he's with someone.
Simulated, you know what I mean? He can, and anyone who's looking at him will think, oh, this man's not alone with his thoughts. He's talking to presumable audience, even if there's two people in the chat.
Yes.
Anyone who sees it's just going to assume that there are people there.
Thank God for the other half.
Look at all these happy people around him.
And he cutting through families.
Because if it had been 100%, I'd have had to have just gone. I'd have had to have left. I'd have said bye bye. Time to go back to.
He's talking about killing himself.
I think it's like the. I don't want to be here anymore. That's. I think you should leave sketch. Yeah. I don't want to be here anymore.
Cody, little bro. I mean, but Rhode Island would have been tough to move back to too.
Oh, he's from Rhode Island.
All my friends and my family. It's like
Jack Reacher should have shot this guy.
Yeah, he shows up and shoots him in the head.
Ultimately, I think that's why I'm here and why I continue to have these up and down swings. They were telling me, basically everybody, including almost yesterday, that, like, you know, that house could have been, like, straight up just taken out from underneath me. And, like, I wouldn't have even been able to go back to my own home with my own dog and stuff. Like, I don't really, you know, you guys, like, don't quite understand the, I didn't have any, what was I going to, you know.
I know I live stream my entire life, but you guys just don't get it.
You guys don't understand what I'm coming
from.
You
don't know what my life's like, people who watch my entire life.
Besides, like, selling the house, which I couldn't have done anyway, because there's somebody in it, you can't do any of that.
Right. Yeah. Dude, this guy is super bluish.
Yes.
He's got so many shades of blue. It's like, it's almost hard to remember I'm not just watching blue.
Yeah, he's very much like the boy blue. But yeah, I mean, I guess he's got some points because, I mean, he does have his own home, supposedly, or at least it's owned with someone else. And he does at least somehow pay bills, whether that be through donations or whatever, because the boy blue, for people that don't know, he's like a juggalo lolcow, basically, and he lives with his, like, grandparents and cannot take care of anything.
He spends all day begging for cigarettes. And
he begs for nickels and pennies so he could buy
those little baby shots,
little baby shots and cigarettes.
Peanut butter fireball or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I didn't have my playlist up. But damn, time flies when you're having fun.
This guy's a disaster.
Yeah. Yes. I love finding disaster. Like, this guy is such Jim and them bread and butter because he doesn't have a ton of followers. And even something like this, like, I think his it was getting a little attention, and his stream or his video of him getting arrested had like a couple thousand views. But it didn't even his luck there, not even that blew up.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I hadn't actually asked, but in my brain, I was wondering, is this like a Don and what's his name?
Oh, Will and Don.
Yeah, Will and Don thing, where it's like they suck, but somehow they have an audience, or is this a guy that's just like, if I put in the work, I'm going to find an audience.
Like, I don't know what, maybe there is, like, I don't know what kind of audience he has when he's live. Maybe he does have some people. I'm not sure. But yeah, he's not, Will and Don have like, you know, 50,000, 60,000 subscribers or something like that. But
yeah, this guy sucks.
That's our new friend. Our new friend, Tom Does Disney, then jail, then Disney again.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, thank you, YouTube chat. Favorite part of the show?
I It's got to be Jobless Felon, right?
Jobless Felon was very good.
Jobless Felon was a great burn.
That rubber chicken that the host had, and he wouldn't put it down.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Actually, you know what? The Corey getting mad at the guy on Twitter about his height and talking about the dark media.
Yeah.
What else we talk about? I mean, seeing his performance on the Gong Show, the Truth Movement, is a new highlight.
And the fact that he was on an episode with an actual midget and claims he's not 5'5".
Yeah. Yes. Oh, Jew Kane. Yeah, of course. The Zen calls. Zen calls were great. Or the little Brazilian baby.
Brazilian baby call was fantastic.
Thank you, people. And all, I mean, just seeing people hanging out in the chat, much appreciated. We were flirting with 300 all night. Love to see it. 234 likes, it looks like. We like those likes. Hit those likes before you leave. What else? What else do we talk about? I mean, Tom Guz does Disney. It's a revelation, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel like the show flew by.
I'm obsessed with him. I want to live with... I want to be his new roommate.
Ugh, Jim.
I want to build Lego with him.
You know how Tom is always trying to get you and Stella to move to Orlando?
Yeah.
What if this Tom...
What if, yeah, this is the
actually
Tom.
...actually convinces you? It's like one of those... It's like, you know, in a movie when, like... it's kind of like Wicked. You know, in Wicked, where she's like, yeah, I had a premonition that everyone in Oz was going to be cheering, and it all has to do with me. And that's really, like, they're cheering because she's dead. You got a premonition that Tom was going to convince you to move to Orlando and live with him. But, Jim, the dark truth is that Tom does convince you to live with him in Orlando. But it's this Tom.
Let me see here. The question we asked last week, or I was talking to Mike about last week, can we have AI do a quick recap song of the episode?
Yes.
I couldn't quite get it to work.
It doesn't.
So what were the things, people in the chat, what are we telling AI about the episode to have them give us a breakdown?
Corey getting mad on Twitter.
Yeah, Corey getting mad. I loved his wife demanding a car.
Yes. Corey's wife demanding a car in the divorce. The Gong Show and bad comedians.
Corey's wife demanding a car in the divorce. On the Gong Show. And then Tom does Disney's life. Toxic life.
Yeah, his life imploding before us.
What else? What are people in the chat saying? Oh, Truth Movement. Discount Jim Carrey with the chicken. Adam the Woo doesn't want to fuck me was a great quote.
Oh, yeah, put Jobless Felon.
Ah, okay, I'll let me put it in after. It's cooking up some lyrics now, or at least it's trying. But in the meantime, patreon.com/Jim and Them.
Oh, my bad, I didn't know we were at
that
point.
No, you're good. We mentioned it at the top of the show, but... We got extra bonus stuff there.
Like what, Jim?
Oh, my God. We got extra shows. We got movie commentaries. Recently, this week, the show is Watch This, where we discuss the new Captain America movie, the new movie The Monkey, some movies from the recent Sundance Film Festival, as well as Mike and I's experience seeing a film early and joining a focus group.
Yes.
As we mentioned, it's a wonder that anything good gets made because the people in focus groups, excluding us, are fucking stupid.
The baffling morons. I think we should do a reach or dump, Jim.
Yeah, we're going to have some reacher come in.
Hell yeah. I love our Patreon, not just because of all the great content, but because of the fact that there's a free tier.
Yes.
That if you're not a part of our Patreon and you're like, guys talk about it a lot, can it really be that good? Just join the free tier. There's a shitload of shows on there for you to listen to, and you'll get a really good representation of what the free tier is like, and you're probably going to convert over there like the hundreds of people that have chosen to do so already. Hundreds and hundreds. So check it out, patreon.com/Jim and Them. But not just that, you can also go to showswhatyouknow.com to find Jim doing all sorts of great stuff. Jim, is that true?
That is absolutely true. We discuss television shows, Jacob Burrows and myself, We discuss TV shows. Recently, we just put up an episode discussing the final episodes of Cobra Kai. We're also discussing Severance Season 2. A lot to discuss on both of those. And that's just a little taste. There's more where that came from. You can find it all at showswhatyouknow.com.
Fantastic, Jeff. I heard a rumor that I forget all the different terms, but like what you're getting us is a spotlight. Is that the right term?
Oh, come April 6th, I'm getting a showcase in showcase. 3 months. That's dude. Did so well on the open mic competition for the guy from Utah on a short bus that he said, hey, in 2 months, you should do a showcase. And the owner said, yeah.
Did your shock collar that we were joking about ever get put up?
No, that guy is in like a legal dispute with the footage.
Ah, that's funny.
So just take my word.
My endorsement this week is the television show Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man on Disney Plus. It is very good. It is it's classic Spider-Man stuff that you'll like, but they do a really, really fun, kind of like refreshing modern take on stuff, kind of in a lot of like, in all the right ways, because sometimes you can see someone just go like, nope, we're modernizing it, and it's just like, wait, so you just did like a name roulette, and they didn't really do that. Like, you see a lot of recognizable stuff, but you see new characters, you see new takes on stuff. The finale was kind of crazy. I was actually like really surprised on some of the things they did in the finale. My only gripe is I don't love the weird mixture of like golden era designs mixed with hyper modern designs. It's a little jarring at first, but for the most part, I think that they nail almost everything they're going for. It's very, very good. The entire first season is up on Disney Plus now, and I think it is worth checking out if you're a comics guy, a Spidey guy, if you just want something cool to watch. Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, that is my endorsement.
Hell yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.
Yeah. Jim and them. Yeah, we going in deep. Corey Feldman, Wallin. Got receipts on the tweets. Wifey want a car, man. She taking him to court. Thomas Disney in the clink. Press report. In the clink, press report.
Do you slug him dish?
Yeah, I was down. I know. I work him now at your Disney tour. What's your Disney tour? Go up. That's you even know.
You got what? Can
divorce! Jim and them, yeah, we going in deep. Corey Feldman, Wildin' got receipts on the tweets. Wifey want a car, man, she taking them to court. Thomas Disney in the clink, press report!
Yo,
Corey online throwing tantrums again. Mad at his fans like they ain't his best. Talking about respect, talking about dues. But bro, that extreme gong show still got the moves. 1998, moonwalking with the shades. Judges hit the buzzer, but he still got paid. Dancing like MJ, voice kinda whack. But we stand a king who ain't holding back. Jim and M, yeah, we going in deep. Corey Feldman, Wildin' got receipts on the tweets. Wifey want a car, man, she taking him to court. Tell him it's Disney in the clink. Divorce course lit, wifey need a whip. Corey's like, damn girl, can't you just dip? She said, nah boy, I was there through it all. Now I want a Benz, not a text or a call. He crying online, trying to play the victim. But we seen his moves, man, we know the system. Corey's got a dream, but the money running dry. Should've saved that Ascension cash, my God. Now flip the page, head to Disney, oh no. Tom's getting reckless, dropping to a low. Toxic as hell, got no job, no plan. Felony life, yeah, he ain't no man. Domestic battery, bruh, what you doing? Messing up your life, all your bridges in ruin. No fast pass, no escape from the cuffs. Now he's in jail, guess his ride's up. Jim and M laughing, watching it unfold. From Feldman's L's to the Disney troll. Mike got the facts.
Corey on Twitter, throwing a fit. Fans show love, but he ain't having it. Wife on a band, she demanding the keys. Tom does Disney getting dropped to his knees.
Logging on, fingers in a rage, blocking all his fans, burning up the page. Why don't you respect me? Where's all the love? Bro, maybe chill, take a break from above. Back in 98, he was killing the scene. Extreme gong show, moonwalk so clean. Mic in his hand, but the vocals weren't right. Still, my dude danced like he owned the night.
Corey on Twitter, throwing a fit. Fans show love, but he ain't having it. Wife on a bench, she demanding the keys. Tom does Disney getting dropped to his knees.
Divorce getting ugly, wifey want that ride. Feldman in court trying to duck and hide. She said, pay up, boy, I was there.